Welcome to Caveman Football, a presentation of Branch Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Branch Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them next opportunity you have. Now, let's go to the game with Chuck Benson.
Now, welcome to Mel Ingram Field, ladies and gentlemen. It is fall, and somebody forgot to tell the thermometer. Whoa, temperature's pretty warm here this afternoon, but we've got a great football game coming up for you with South Salem in sight. Now, let's set the scene for you from Mel Ingram Field. Now, before we really get into the scene setting, there are some programming announcements that I really need to make. First of all, the Ducks will be playing tomorrow night. Kickoff time is at 8 o'clock. Pre-game will be on our on this station at 6 o'clock. So 6 o'clock pregame for an 8 o'clock kickoff tomorrow as the Ducks go to L.A. and take on the UCLA Bruins. Now, why that is important is because next Friday night you will not be able to listen to KAJ. Well, you'll not be able to listen to Caveman Football here on KAJO. That's because the Ducks will also be playing next Friday night when they host Michigan State at Autzen Stadium. So we will move to our sister station, KLDR 98.3, at the regular time. So Caveman Football will be on the air. We'll move it to our sister station, KLDR 98.3 FM and KLDR.com. Regardless of where you're listening, you can pick it up there anywhere. So that's, as a matter of fact, if you're going up for that game, you can pick it up on the World Wide Web at KLDR.com. So take us with you wherever you go. And with that said, we'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep, everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back to Mel Ingram Field right now. Both teams on the gridiron right now taking the warmest. Of course, the Cavemen in their home blues looking resplendent tonight. And the South Salem Saxons are also on the field with their, I think their pants are called Columbia Blue. It's a lighter shade of blue than we're used to. Almost a pastel, but I wouldn't say pastel for a football team, with matching helmets and white jerseys and the same color blue numerals. So that's the scene that we have in front of us right now as the sun continues to set in the west, beaming right down here on us, but it'll be down momentarily, and the temperatures will move back into fall temperatures shortly. So if you're on your way, by all means, drive carefully, and see you here when you get to the field. In the meantime, stay tuned for a word from head coach Brad Page after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Ring-Mix windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Oil Year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Time now for a word from head coach Brad Page, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, big game tonight. South Salem Saxons are on Mel Ingram Field. This is really going to define really where you sit at the conference, won't it? Is this a big game?
Yeah, it definitely is. This is a really good team. They've had our number the past couple years, but I think that, you know, we're in a good spot to win this game, but they're going to be athletic and competitive, and so it should be a really fun game.
Coming off your last game, another 40-point game, are we going to see that kind of scoring again tonight?
I hope so. That's the goal. We want to go fast, and we want to go and be aggressive and attack them. And with this type of team that we're playing, they're going to kind of play the same way. And so we need to be aggressive with how we play and take care of our side of the ball.
Are we going to see lots of points on the board tonight?
I think so.
Both sides?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully just on our side. But I'd be silly to not think that they're going to have some big plays too. So as far as any of our matchups go, this would definitely, you know, has the opportunity to be one of the highest scoring games.
All right. No doubt about it. That means that your defense is going to be heavily relied on. And there's been a little hole in the line past two or three games. Was exploited by North Medford on the left side there. They kept finding a hole to sneak it back through.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we have some young guys out there that are still, you know, learning, and but I think our defense has done a good job, and so we've kind of, you know, beefed up some of those areas and been making that a point of emphasis, and so I think our defense will get after them tonight.
All right, well, you're talking about the run game just then, but this team likes to throw, that's not the Saxons, throw more than they run.
They do, yeah, they'll throw it, they're a really good screen team. So they'll make you, you know, account for the whole field, which is what we like to do too on offense. And so, but yeah, they're, you know, their quarterback can be a running threat, and when the pass, you know, they counteract their passing game with a pretty good run game too.
Tell me about their quarterback. I don't know. This is a phrase I think I've used once before. Is this the year of the sophomore quarterback?
Yeah, right. Yeah, a young quarterback, just like we have. You know, they've had some really good athletes and good quarterbacks the past couple years, and so. This is a good athlete. He's got a good arm, but I think there is some youth there, and I hope that, you know, when we get some pressure on him, that'll work into our favor.
Can you rattle him?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think our defense is poised to do that. I think that, you know, we can mix up their pressures and the coverages you know, exploit some things there. He's a really good athlete, though, but, you know, he's still a sophomore, so there's some things we can do, you know, that can hopefully get into his head a little bit and get after him.
He's a sophomore, but from what I've seen of them, their other skilled players are all pretty experienced, mostly seniors.
Yeah, they're a good program. They have a good program. They always have a good freshman and JV team, and they have a good system that everyone runs, you know, and so they do a good job of that, and they seem to have some really good athletes every single year, and so their thing is, you know, try to get the ball in their best athletes' hands, and they do a good job of that, but we just got to make sure that we tackle well in open field, and we have to understand that, you know, they're a big momentum team, so if they go on a run, that's okay. You know, we just have to stay steady and stay the course the whole four quarters.
Get the ball in the hands of their best athlete. I've heard rumors number four, one of their receivers, is he a target?
Oh yeah, they always seem to have a really good receiver. Last year they had their quarterback and their slot receiver were up for offensive player of the conference, and so that was a kind of a split vote, but I think their quarterback ended up getting it, and so they seem to find those guys, and they'll find a way to get them vertical, get them horizontal, get them on a screen some way, one way or another, they're going to get them the ball.
I was going to say that number four, that's just one of three receivers out there that they've got that are all seniors and all pretty quick, as I understand it.
Yeah, they are quick. They like to run, they like to gas, and you know, and then good for them, they're playing to their strengths, but I think that we've seen a lot of that, and we know how to counteract that a little bit. Unfortunately for our defense, they've seen a pretty up-tempo team like us all summer, all off-season, and so they should be pretty ready to see something kind of similar.
All right, let's talk about the Grants Pass Cave and what you need to do when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Ring-Mix windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Oil Year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
All right, we have an idea what South Salem's going to do when they hit Mal Ingram Field. How are you going to counter that? Anything up your sleeve to throw different at this team?
You know,
are you predictable at this point in the season?
I don't think so. I think that we've done a good job of mixing up our scheme. I think, you know, there's certain, you know, if we get into certain situations, we like different things, but our biggest strength right now is going fast and playing fast, and we can do that for a full four quarters, and so we've proven to do that, and we want to just go as fast as we can, and you know, that just puts more pressure on a defensive play caller to be able to try to come up with a call really quick and something that's not going to put them in a bad spot, but it also puts pressure on their defense just to get lined up. And we've seen some times where we are snapping the ball and their defense isn't even lined up, other teams. And so that's one of our biggest strengths. You know, I really like our running back crew. I think that we have a lot of depth at receiver, and our quarterbacks have played well. Our offensive line has been great in protecting our quarterbacks and opening up the run game. So I feel really confident with the type of condition that we're in and the ability to play fast.
Is there a part of your game that you're concerned about?
No, I don't think so. You know, historically, these types of teams have caused issues for us where they like to blitz and play tight, and you know, it doesn't open up as much of the quick game. The nice thing is we've spent the past 12 months or 11, 10 months working on that. And so teams that want to blitz us, we welcome that. We have built-in checkdowns. We have built-in plays. We have our quarterbacks are very well-versed in what to do when they see pressure. And so that's something that, you know, we'll be put to the test a little bit, kind of like North Medford. I think that we're ready for that, and it's going to be a good opportunity for us to play a legit team in our conference and prove how good we are.
I don't have hard numbers on your run-to-pass ratio, but I imagine it's pretty close to even so far this season. Will that change any at all?
No, I mean, we really, you know, we like to pass, but we have really good running backs too, and, you know, we get them the ball through the run game or through getting them in the passing game too, but we like to run the ball too. If they give it's really about what the defense shows us, and we have built in plays to counteract that. And so we like to think that they have to pick their poison. And obviously, if we get a team that's just flat out, you know, got better dudes and they can just man us up, then that's a different story. But if schematically we feel like, you know, if they're going to give us something and they're going to overplay our pass, well, then that's great. We're going to run it, and that's what happened. You know, week one is we opened up the game with a passing and screen game, and then they backed off, and then we were able to run it the second half. And so I think the faster we go, we'll see more run plays built in, but we want to air it out too.
I think you'd agree that this year's team is much improved over last year's team. Can we say that same thing about South Salem? Are they up or down from last year, or do you have a feel for that yet?
In my opinion, I think they're younger. I think that South Salem last year was loaded, and they won the conference. They were undefeated, and they were untouchable. They were averaging 50 points a game. Right now, they've played some hard opponents, but you know, they're averaging, you know, half that, if that. And so it's a different team for sure. You know, younger quarterback. I think they lost a lot of talent. They still are a good team, but I think that we're a lot more experienced and a lot more up this year. And I would say that they're probably down a little bit.
Last year, the Saxons administered a 40-6 shellacking here at Mal Ingram Field. Yep. Is it payback time, Coach?
You know, I don't want to get ahead of myself. We got to just take care of one play at a time, get what's in front of us, because I'd be silly to go and say, you know, we're going to do anything when this team has had our number the past 2 years. But I am very confident that we can go and compete. And the biggest thing is, I think that, you know, everything we've seen on film, this team that we're playing is really good for the first quarter and a half, two quarters. And the teams that have been able to blow them out is when they come out hot in the second half and just play the full four quarters. So if we play that, and we've done a good job of that so far this year, if we can not shoot ourselves in the foot, then yeah, I think we can come away with the victory.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck to you and your Chargers tonight. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. That sound you hear coming through the microphones is the sound of Grants Pass High football getting ready to start with the band all over the field. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, our starting lineups courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. So grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking. It's where Dowell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. Now the starting lineup defensively for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight, wearing number 74 at nose guard, Elijah Hernandez. Defensive, well, we'll hold right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting ready for the national anthem. While they run the national anthem here, we'll pause on our coverage. We'll be right back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway? Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, where were we? About to tell you about the defense for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We started off with the nose tackle, number 74, Elijah Hernandez. Defensive ends, number 54, Jet Stewart, and number 18, Connor Johnstone. The defensive tackle, number 50, Braden Carlson. Quarters are number 17, Hayden Chase, and number 12, Zach Deshane. Linebackers, number 14, Parker Howe, and number 27, Ashton Park. The nickelback, number 2, Braden Reese, and the safeties, number 4, Kingston Connolly, and number 3, Nate Bassett. We'll run down the offense for you right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Offensively for the Grants Pass Cavemen, starting at center, number 55 is Alex Lingo. The guards, number 77, Leo Huckert, and number 74, Elijah Hernandez. The tackles, number 50, Braden Carlson, and number 78, Ashton King. The tight end, number 18, Connor Johnstone. The receivers, number 1, Tim Hart. Number 25, Brevik Hill. And number 6, Isaac Johnson. Starting running back, number 21, Trayton Powers. And the quarterback, number 16, is Jordan Rosetta. That's tonight's lineup, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Tonight's keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza's Sewing and Vacuuming Center. And we tip our hats to those fine people who have been on board with Grants Pass Caveman Sports for a long, long time. Now, the situation tonight is an interesting one for the Grants Pass Caveman. One of the coaches stopped by here and said, we win the next two in a row and we're really a good team, or we lose the next two and we're a marginal team. Zach Morgan, either one of those statements true or both?
I think that partially both are true, especially any time you got high school sports. I think the coach is kind of hitting it on the nail. I think if, especially tonight, I think tonight's a very important game for the Cavemen. You know, the last couple of years playing South Salem, we've watched some just downright, you know, not good football from the Cavemen, I think pretty much two or three years in a row against very good South Salem teams, don't get me wrong. But I think if the Cavemen can come out and win this game tonight, and especially in the first quarter, if they can prove to themselves early that they can stay with South Salem, I don't think we'll have a problem as far as the ability. Can we not shoot ourselves in the foot with turnovers, I think, is a huge one because of the amount of offense that South Salem is going to provide. I think tempo is huge, even though, like Coach Page was talking about, even though they see tempo daily in their own practices, tempo does a lot when it's different offense coming at you. Yeah, they see tempo in practice, but they see the same offense every day in practice. They haven't seen the Grants Pass offense running the Grants Pass plays at the Grants Pass speed that they've been running. So I think that's a factor too. But I think, you know, winning tonight goes a long ways for the Cavemen. I think, I don't know that losing tonight is the dagger for the season, but I do agree, you know, just in high school sports alone, that you lose a couple games in a row, you know, it can hurt. And, you know, right now we're on a two-game winning streak. You win this one at home, you start to put some belief that, you know, hey, we're actually a pretty good football team, and maybe we can actually do this. And I think belief with high school athletes goes a long ways. And so I think, you know, that would be a huge stepping stone tonight for the Cavemen if they do that.
How interesting is this first quarter going to be? Are we going to have two high-powered offenses just shooting it out and seeing who can get to the second half ahead?
Yeah, I think, you know, both are playing sophomore quarterbacks. That plays a factor. So the team that can start the fastest and let that sophomore quarterback settle in, I think, is really the key to both offenses. Because both, you know, I watched a little bit of film from the South Medford-South Salem game from last week. South Medford's very physical football team, but South Salem handled it fairly well until the end, and then South Medford's physicality just kind of ran away with the game at the end. And so I think if the Cavemen can be physical, you know, what's kind of gashed the Cavemen in the last few years is they geared up for such a heavy passing attack that the running game actually caught us off guard last year against South Salem. So I think if the Cavemen can avoid the surprise and avoid the, you know, that oh no moment, if they can just kind of weather it, even though we're at home, if they can kind of weather this storm and keep it, you know, whether it's a lead or at least keep it close, you know, because we have not played a close game against South Salem. So and up till now, we don't have that belief in this group, and luckily we're young, but we don't have that belief in this group that, you know, we've done this before against this team. You know, we've beat North Sever, we beat South Member before, we've beat even Sheldon. It's been a couple years, but you have that belief in those teams that maybe you can do it. You know, I don't think Grants Pass has beat South Salem since they've joined the league. And so, you know, I think that alone, overcoming that hurdle in the first quarter and keeping it close, if not getting a lead, I think is very important.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. We'll continue with that thought right after this word from our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us. Now, we've been talking about the keys to tonight's game, talking about two likely high-powered offenses coming in and squaring off against each other with a tempo game. So it's going to go fast tonight. Now, is the key just surviving the first half, staying close, and then trying to dominate the second half?
Yes and no. I think the Cavemen, they run on momentum. We've seen that this year already, even last week against North Salem. The slow start, you know, Coach Page in the offense kind of did something that you and I were both a little bit surprised and came out with some trickery and tried to kind of surprise North Salem, and North Salem was ready for it. And so I think settling in that first drive, you know, getting a first down if you're on offense, trying to get, you know, I would say three and out against a normal team, but against teams like this that are more high-powered, like to throw it around the yard, I think if you can keep them on any specific drive to seven plays or less and get the football back, I think that goes a long ways for your defense and just the team morale as far as that goes. And then on the offensive side, you know, Rosetta's got to do a great job tonight of keeping the football in the hands of the Cavemen. I think turnovers, whichever team wins the turnover battle, I think will truly have the best chance to win the football game just because of the, I think at a certain point we're going to get the second half and the chances that each offense is going to have with the football is going to start to diminish just because of the high poweredness and the score. And so, you know, the first drive for the Cavemen, I think, is going to tell not necessarily the whole story, but it will tell how comfortable our sophomore quarterback is. And, you know, I truly believe we got to get Trayton Powers the ball early. He has shown to be a workhorse for this offense. He allows the defense to have to relax or press up in a more of a, you know, man blitz coverage. And so getting those two involved, letting them both as sophomores settle in to what I think is a very big game moving forward for Grants Pass. And, you know, and this won't tell the season, but I think it's definitely going to be the stepping stone to what this season could potentially be.
Now, you heard us talk to head coach Page and about the ratio running to passing, and he's about even. I don't have hard numbers, but he's put pretty close to 50-50. But we know these Saxons have thrown it 60 to 70% of the time. So that's really going to put extra pressure on our secondary and our safeties. I think Grants Pass has enough depth to cover that, but we'll see. It's certainly a different challenge that they've faced so far this year.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like you said, I think that this is truly one of the deepest teams we've seen from Grants Pass as far as being able to go two, three, four guys deep at certain positions. Others were a little skinny, but that's okay. I think that once the Cavemen see a couple plays from South Salem, they get comfortable with the team speed, because the past couple of years, team speed from South Salem has been off the charts. We haven't seen an offense like the last couple of years from South Salem. I don't know that I've ever seen, except for a couple of Sheldon teams, you know, maybe back in the day when they were winning the state title. And so I don't think we're going to see that from South Salem tonight. And so I think we'll look to see Coach Zina on the defensive side bring some blitz packages to make their sophomore quarterbacks very uncomfortable. If we can make him uncomfortable in this environment, this is a tough place to play.
The Cavemen, if you can't tell, have just taken the field here. Interesting, both teams come out carrying their team flag and Old Glory. The Saxons came out early and are already on the sidelines. The Cavemen just now coming down that corridor of the Grants Pass High Marching Band and now are headed to the sidelines. We'll have the coin toss here momentarily. But you're listening to Caveman Football here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Zach Morgan along with Chuck Benson, hair high in the press box at Mel Ingram Field. Stay close, folks. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Thank you for trusting Abby's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Abby's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Abby's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Abby's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back. The coin toss is taking place as we speak, ladies and gentlemen. This is the only game of real consequence in the conference tonight. We'll run across the others in a moment or two. Right after this, we see the results of the coin toss here. I think they're showing a coin now to everyone. And it's in the air and hits the ground. And
South Salem won the toss.
South Salem wins the toss. They're tied at Grants Pass now. We're about to see who is going to do what to who first. South Salem will be going right to left. They'll be driving towards A Street. The Cavemen will be driving towards the Commons. And the South Salem Saxons will receive. They'll get the first offensive opportunity. So get close to your radios, folks. We've got a good one coming up here for you. Elsewhere around the conference, we said this game is probably the most consequential game that we have on the slate tonight in terms of this conference, because McNary is at Sheldon. Sheldon should hold form there, no question about. Expect a big score. About the same for North Salem, who has to travel. It's an unenviable task traveling into Sprague, because Sprague and Sheldon are both look like the juggernauts of this conference so far. Locally, the Hitt Valley Mustangs in action tonight too. They're hosting Junction City. North Valley's on the road there out at South Umpqua. And Rogue River went into California to play Tule Lake, and Illinois Valley has a home game. They are hosting Jefferson tonight. So that's our situation as we have it right now. The Cavemen will be kicking off momentarily to the South Salem Saxons, and we'll see what this offense does bring to the field tonight when the Saxons get the first opportunity with the football. And we'll be back with that kickoff after this 1 minute Cape Madden timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Alejandro Leon about ready to put his toe to it to kick off the football. Back deep, they're starting running back Noah Scherer, along with one of their top receivers. That's Romy Luster. And the kickoff is high, going to the right-hand side, and will bounce out of bounds. There's the yellow flag. Bounced out of bounds on about the 7-yard line.
And that's not the start the Cavemen wanted off the kickoff. You do not want to give this team the ball already on their own 35.
I guess I was not surprised to see Alejandro Leon kick it off tonight, but I was expecting Parker Roberts to do it, but both are on the field and available at the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. As the Saxons come out to bring out their offense out, we see two men split to the left-hand side. One is Luster, one to the right-hand side. The quarterback is number 12, Kellen Bowman. He is a sophomore. We don't have any stats on their OSAA roster. First pass is away, and it is almost intercepted. Grant's pass is Braden Reese got a hand on it, and I was so surprised that he couldn't hang on to it. So Bowman 0-for-1 throwing the football, second down and 10. Ball spotted on the 35-yard line. Just underway here. Grant's passes. Cavemen football on the air. Trips to the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right-hand side. There's the handoff inside to Scherer. Has a hole off the left-hand side. Tipped off after a gain of about 7 yards. Make that about 7-yard gain for Scherer.
And this is going to be two offenses that are going to really test these defenses with the tempo tonight.
Here we go. Trips to the right-hand side. Another handoff right-hand side. And a first down yardage. And you run up to about the 49-yard line for Scherer this time. So another 5 yards there. Add up to the line. Here we go. Going with tempo. Two men split to the left-hand side. Two to the right-hand side. South Salem Saxons driving. Get close to your radios, folks. Now an empty backfield. We've got 5 wideouts. Wanting to throw. Sophomore quarterback gets the pass away right-hand side, and it is incomplete and tended on flat on the right-hand side. So interestingly enough, Bowman 0-for-2 throwing the football. 11:24 on the clock. We're just underway. From Mel Ingram Field tonight. Beautiful sunset tonight, but I hope you're watching a football game. Two people on the left-hand side, two on the right-hand side. Luster goes in motion. They flip the ball to him, cut straight up the middle of the field. Back to the left-hand side. Has some running room across the 30-yard line, across the 20-yard line, and brought behind about the 10-yard line.
And this is
41-yard run.
Yeah, basically it was a fly sweep shovel pass from Bowman. And, again, nobody in the middle of the field for the Cavemen. He made a good cutback.
Trips to the right-hand side. There's the snap. And the keeper by the quarterback gets up to the 5-yard line. So he gains about 5.
And the South Salem tempo really has the Cavemen defense on their heels right now.
Single receiver to left-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field. Two out. We've got a two-back set this time. And the ball, again, goes to Luster, number 4. He's the receiver that we worry about. He has no gain on the play. So 3rd and 5, still at the 5-yard line. Trips to the right-hand side. 2 to left-hand side. Empty back set. And whistle stops the action.
Yeah, and South Salem runs what Grants Pass calls the frame play.
And made it work.
Yep, quarterback claps his hands. Nobody moves. Cavemen jump off sides. Now it looks like they're going to a bigger quarterback for number 17.
Number 17. 17 is Ben Hinnon. He's a little bit bigger. He's a senior coming on. So trips to the right-hand side. A new senior there. Slot left, split left. And they're going to shift everything to the right-hand side. Lots of razzle-dazzle here. At the quarterback position is Lusters, flips one way, pulls his head down and drives across the goal line, and it's a first score of the night for the South Salem Saxons at the 10-12 mark. So the Saxons have come out and really asserted themselves on their first defensive possession. It's 6-0.
Yeah, I think this is, I touched briefly on it in the pregame. The running game the last couple of years has almost been more dangerous than the passing game because I think the Cavemen gear up for such a heavy passing game, and then the running game gets almost forgotten, and that's kind of what we saw there on the first drive because even the shovel pass was essentially just a trap play.
Try for point after, and the kick is up. It appears to be good. It is good. It's 7-0 here early at Bill Ingram Field. We'll be back with the Saxon kickoff after this 1-minute Cavemen timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us. Isaac Johnson and Drayton Bowers back deep to receive the kickoff. That goes down the left-hand sideline and will go into the end zone for a touchback. It was a low line drive kick that got down there pretty quickly as it came after it, but couldn't get there in time to keep it going into the end zone. Probably a good idea to leave it there anyway. 10-12 showing on the clock already here in the first period. It's 7-0 Saxons and the Cavemen's first offensive possession coming up.
And I think it's really important for the Cavemen to establish their tempo, and also they need to get a couple first downs here, kind of get some momentum swinging back their direction.
Trips to the right-hand side, one man to the left-hand side. Rosetta, Dan the pistol right now, puts Powers in motion going to the right-hand side. Past the flat right-hand side into Powers' hands at the 15-yard line, puts his head down, drives across the 20 to about the 21. So little or no gain on the ball. They're going to give him a couple of yards.
Yeah, they motioned Powers out and basically just ran a screenplay to him, and a couple missed blocks allowed for the Saxons to get in deep.
There's a snap again, and no gain on the play.
Yeah, again, we got a lot of linemen standing around with Powers getting, you know, circled by 3 or 4 different Saxon defenders. The Cavemen need to, you know, bounce off the ball a little bit quicker.
2 men split to the left-hand side, 2 to the right-hand side. So we've got 4 receivers out. Powers to the left shoulder of Rosetta. They hand off left-hand side, pass the flat right-hand side. It's complete across the 20-yard line and out of bounds. And a flag flies back downfield.
Yeah, you're going to have an ineligible man downfield for the Cavemen. One of our linemen was about 7 yards down the field when Rosetta went to throw the football.
So 9:22 on the clock. There's the signal against the Cavemen. So it's still going to be third down. And the ball will go back to the 18-yard line.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing for a lineman to do is stay home when there is a passing play. But that was a true passing play. So, you know, the Cayman line is going to need to stay home. And Rosetta got the ball out of his hand pretty quick, so it wasn't like the ball was, you know, taking longer to come out.
3 minutes split to left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Rosetta still in the pistol. Powers still behind him, takes a snap. Passes away, left-hand side, and it is intercepted at the 25-yard line, across the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Caught from behind, but rolls into the end zone. He's not going to give the score, but he'll be down about on the 1-yard line.
Yeah, and that's,
so South Salem forces that turnover.
That's the one thing that, you know, we talked about again in pregame, that Cayman can't give the ball back, especially in this situation, giving the ball back to them at the 1 yard line.
8:58 showing on the clock right now. Saxon's coming out now for their first offensive play of this series. First down and 10 from the Grants Pass 1.
And again, the Saxons are going with the bigger number 17 at quarterback, the senior.
He's in the shotgun right now. Looks back to the sidelines, and a whistle stops the action. And timeout has been called by the Saxons. A look at the scoreboard with 8:58 to play. 7-0 still with the Saxons knocking on the door. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Thank you for trusting Abby's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Abby's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Abby's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Abby's September special at a very special price.
Well, that quickly, the Saxons got out real quickly after the timeout. The one snap, and they give it to their running back, their starting running back, Noah Shearer, and he takes it in from the 1 yard line, and suddenly it's 13-0, and they try for a point after coming as we speak. And the kick is up, and it appears to be good. It is. It's 14-0 here early, 8:55 to play in the first period, and the Saxons lead the Grants Pass Cayman here at Bell Ingram Field, 14-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
I need to tell you this first quarter brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Tip of the hat, Jay. We appreciate you. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. They can do it for you. They can haul it for you. Moser Paving. And back to the gridiron right now with the Cayman once again. Send a couple of men deep. Mr. Powers and Mr. Connolly. Coming up for the left hash mark again, that line drive kick falls short and will be falling on about on the 33-yard line by the Grants Pass Cavemen. So the Cavemen will take over first down and 10 from their own 32-yard line, I believe, is where they're going to spot the ball. So Cavemen have a second opportunity here now.
Yeah, I think now we're really going to have to see what the Cavemen are made of. You know, South Salem has come out and completely punched the Cavemen in the mouth in a matter of, you know, 3 minutes. And so if the Cavemen can answer here and settle down, they'll be just fine. They just need to not, you know, the penalty in the first series kind of killed them, and then obviously the interception. But
no reason for panic. No reason for panic here. Two receivers to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side for Rosetta, who is in the shotgun right now. Powers remains the tailback. They show blitz. The handoff to Powers going to the left-hand side. Dodges one man, gets a quarter turn, puts his head down, gets across the 35 to the 40, still on his feet, gets out to about the 45-yard line. That'll be first down yardage. Going to mark him at the 44. That's a 13-yard scamper.
Yeah, much better job by the Cayman offensive line there on the first play. And now the Cayman right back on the football.
Two men to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side as we go tempo. There's the snap, rolling to the right-hand side. Looks down the field, gets the pass away deep, looking, and it is incomplete. Threw into double coverage, but it was over everybody. Intended for Connelly, and it's going to be second down.
Yeah, and right now Rosetta's got to be careful because you can see him locking on. He locked on Johnston on the interception, and he locked on the receiver there, and so he's going to have to look some people off to avoid another interception.
Two men to the right, one man to the left. Slot left on the left-hand side. Darnold, they give the ball quickly to Powers. Tries to turn the corner on the right-hand side. Does, puts his head down and gets about to the 49-yard line, and that'll be a gain of about six.
Yeah, and Powers is doing a very good job of running downhill. Once he gets around the corner, he turns it upfield. You know, the Q needs a little bit of help from his friends out here.
Gone to both sides now. A single receiver to the right. That's a narrow side of the field. And they return the favor with that hard count and draw the Saxons offside. That should give them a first down.
It's going to be close.
Real close. Ooh, let them call it. It does.
Yep, first down Cayman.
So first down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cayman in Saxon territory at the 46-yard line. Two men to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Rosetta still in the pistol as he came in up on the line of scrimmage as we speak. There's the whistle marking the ball for play. Again, we see blitz coming. They had the ball off quickly. Shot is up, and I believe he has Trayton Powers still the tailback. He bulls ahead for about 3 yards this time.
Yeah, and so far South Salem's doing a pretty good job of, you know, being very physical at line of scrimmage. And so far, they've done a very good job of tackling. You know, they've been very sure tackles.
Berg is back in at tailback. Two men to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Turn. They give the ball to Berg right-hand side. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and actually behind the line of scrimmage and lost a yard. 7:20 on the clock. It's running here. Third down and about 8 for Grants Pass in Saxon territory at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, and even with the tempo, the Cavemen, they're going to need to establish a better line of scrimmage. Right now, South Salem is completely dominating the line of scrimmage, which is allowing their linebackers to fit in these gaps and not really allowing the running game or anything to happen. And so the Cayman offensive line is going to have to do a better job of establishing the line to give them a chance.
Rosetta was quickly in and out of the sidelines, now back in the slot on the right hand, back in the pistol. Pulls Berg up to his left shoulder. Four receivers out. Play action fake. Passes away over the center, and this one is incomplete. Again, looking for Connor Johnstone.
Yeah, and he had the right read that time. Johnston was open. They did a play action to Berg and ran Johnston down the seam. He had him there. He just threw it too high, and Johnston couldn't jump and catch the football.
Fourth down and about 8 for the Grants Pass Cayman. Inside Saxon territory at the 44-yard line. How aggressive coach going to be? We're going for it here. Trips to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. I believe Berg remains as the tailback, and Rosetta in the pistol right now. Takes a snap. Short drop. Passes the way to the flat on the right-hand side. Diving out of bounds. Incomplete. Grants Pass will turn the ball over on the four downs. And the Saxons take the field at their own 44-yard line. First and 6:35 showing on the clock. Rosetta, 1 for 4 throwing the football so far tonight.
Yeah, and this is where the Cayman are in a very dangerous spot right now. You know, they're not out of it by any means, but all the momentum is on the South Salem side. So the defense, we need a big stop here from the Cayman defense.
Need a defensive stop this time. Trips go to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. The sophomore quarterback is back in. Looks to throw out left-hand side, in and out of the hands of one of the Grants Pass defenders. Again.
Yeah, again, it's a great read by Parker Howe there from the middle linebacker position. Steps right in the throwing path, and the ball just goes right through his hands. That's two interceptions the Cayman almost had.
And that ball had some zip on it right now. Bowman, again, that hands the ball off this time to the back. That's Shearer straight up the center of the field. Had a hole. Rolls over one man, still carrying Caveman with him deep into the Caveman territory, down about the 28-yard line.
Yeah, again, the South Salem is just more physical right now. That's what it's boiling down to.
About another 18-yard run. There's a snap again. The ball coming left-hand side to Shearer again. He puts his head down and is pushed out of bounds on about the 25. So that'll be a gain of 3 this time.
And South Salem is using the running game more as the tool than the passing game at this point.
4 wideouts. Put a man in motion going left to right. They'll look for him. They'll throw to him. That's Luster on the right-hand side. He's one of their quickest backs, and he is corralled inside the 15-yard line.
I think the ball
line.
Came
loose,
out.
Loose football. The Cavemen say they have it, so does the official. So we've traded turnovers.
Yeah, that was huge for the Cavemen defense. They needed anything possible to stop momentum. Right now, South Salem, I'm going to sound like a broken record here for a minute, more physical, playing more downhill. And so the Cavemen right there, that's a huge momentum swing. But now the Cavemen offense has got to be physical up front, allow themselves to run the football, and give Rosetta a little bit of a chance behind the running game.
Yeah, Rosetta's been getting the ball out pretty quickly. 4 receivers out right now. I believe that's Powers back in at tailback. There's the snap. Past the flat left-hand side. And... incomplete.
Yeah, tried to run a quick screen to Tim Hart. Went right through his hands, and he dropped it, basically trying to make the move before he caught the football.
Heard steps coming. All right, Caveman break a pseudo huddle. It'll send one man to the left, 2 receivers to the right-hand side. Long snap count, takes a snap, hands the ball this time. 2 Powers coming around the right corner, gets a quarter turn, gets across the 21-yard line, and is dumped on about the 22.
And that was Berg back in there. I really like the way they use Berg and Powers. They really do the run very different types.
There's a snap again to Berg straight up the center of the field, has some running room, and first down yardage. Flag flies at the end of the play. Ball is down on about the 26, 27-yard line. I think it's going to be on the 27, depending on which way this flag blows. Face mask against the Saxons. This is a break for the Cavemen, so we've traded some significant penalties. And that's also first down yardage for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
Yeah, and that penalty alone, they got the first down with Berg on the run, but the penalty alone flips the field position again. Now we're getting closer to the 50. We're getting out of that, you know, standing on your own goal line. Allows Coach Page to really open up the playbook a little bit more rather than feel kind of, you know, quick screen, running game heavy.
All right, 2 receivers to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Rosetta still in the pistol right now. I believe that's still Berg at the tailback position. There's a snap, and they give... off left-hand tackle, puts his head down, breaks through, gets across another first down yardage, gets into Saxon territory down about the 44-yard line. A 14-yard scamper.
And again, now the Cavemen rotate guys in, get Berg a break now to bring Powers back in. Like I said, they have such a different running style. You know, Berg is a little bit quicker on his first step, not as powerful, and Powers is definitely a little bit more powerful, but they offset each other so well that it's a great asset to have for the Cavemen offense.
2 men split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side. And there's the snap. And the handoff this time to Powers, turning to the corner on the left-hand side. Break to the outside, uses a stiff arm, pushed out of bounds on about the 30-yard line. He'll be close to first down yardage. Where are we going to spot the ball? About to the 36-yard line. So a gain of 8. There's the snap. Past the flat left-hand side. Little screen set up. Puts it across to the 20-yard line. Another first down play. This time the pass is complete. Did you see who the receiver was?
I think it was DeShane. Zach DeShane, number 12. But the Cavemen offense was going so fast. South Salem tried to sub in some guys and wasn't even set on defense. South Salem's not getting set whatsoever on defense right now.
Split left-hand side of the Cavemen. Give the ball again to the tailback. This is Powers. Wants to turn the corner. Gets up to about the 16-yard line. They're going to give him the 15-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of about 4.
Yeah, and Powers there. So it was a stretch to the right. He actually second-guessed himself on which way to cut. He ended up cutting the wrong way. I think if he cuts back to the left, he may be gone.
Don't think too much there, young man. Trips in a triangle to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Caveman knocking on the door of the red zone. A lot of time for Rosetta. Gets the pass away. Looks for the end zone. Touchdown, Grant's pass. The Grant's pass answers from the 15-yard line.
Yeah, 15-yard pass from Rosetta to Isaac Johnson. They just ran a whole bunch of crossing routes, and luckily the offensive line did a fantastic job giving Rosetta time to sit in the pocket, sit back there and wait, because that route took a long time for Johnson to get across. But once they crossed past, I think it was him and Hart, once they crossed in the center of the field, Hart was wide open in the end zone, and Rosetta hit him in stride.
Now Grant's pass is playing football. 3:52 on the clock. Time for the point after attempt. This time off the toe of Parker. The shot is up, and it looks good. It is good. It's now 14-7, and the Grants pass is struck. Kickoff coming after this 1 minute Kingman timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Foley here for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Well, we suspected it might be this way. We have 21 points on the scoreboard, and we're still in the first quarter, folks.
I mean, I expected a high-scoring game, but this is a little much.
40 points in the first half. Here we go. Again, putting the show to it this time, number 45 for Grants Pass, Alejandro Leon. Addresses the football. And this one goes back to about the 7-yard line. Bumbled there. Finally picked up by Scherer, comes up the right-hand side, gets a block or two, breaks across the 20, and is caught from behind and falls to the 40-yard line. Great return for Scherer.
Yeah, you got a holding, I believe, or a block in the back on the about the 21, 20-yard line.
That's where the laundry is.
So it's coming back. Thrown right at the feet of a caveman defender, so it's definitely coming back. Yeah, block in the back.
3:43 showing on the clock right now. Once again, Saxon still lead by a touchdown, 14-7. Set of sitting. Still an orange sky across the western horizon. Gorgeous place to be, ladies and gentlemen. And the ball is going back to about the 12-yard line.
Yeah, and the Cayman defense, yeah, they, you know, got kind of bailed out on the fumble down here because they were, South Salem was marching again. So the Cayman defense has got to do something different, whether it's blitzing or whatever the case may be, but they're going to have to figure out a different package to confuse South Salem.
All right, they'll put a man in motion left to right. Three receivers on the left-hand side. Now here comes the fourth receiver as Bowman wants to throw. It's a short screen pass set up over the center. Man caught from behind and dumped on about the 18-yard line. So a 6-yard gain that time.
Yeah, they tried to motion a guy out and then run a screen pass behind the motion.
Trips the left-hand side. Single receiver.
Fumble!
Right, loose football. And
Caveman got it.
They got it again, this time inside the red zone at the 16-yard line. Whoa, we're going to trade things back and forth here.
The crazy thing on that one, nothing happened. Quarterback catches the football, and he almost went to go try to hand the football in front, and he kind of just threw the ball up in the air, and Connor Johnson was there to recover it. Now the Cavemen have got to get a touchdown here. There's no a field goal is not good enough. You got to answer back here, make it a 0-0 ball game, and just start over.
First down and 10 from the Saxons 16-yard line for the Grants Pass Caveman. Two receivers come to the right-hand side. Indian tight on the right. One receiver to the left-hand side. Powers comes up to the right shoulder. That's the wide side of the field of Rosetta. There's the snap. Goes the other way. Cuts back upfield. Is hit and dropped about on the 16-yard line. No gain.
Yeah, that was Berg again. Berg tried to go outside. Stretched to the left. As he turned the corner, there was about three Saxon defenders waiting for him.
Powers back in at tailback now. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. They give to Powers, comes to the right-hand side, follows a couple of blockers up, gets almost to the 10-yard line. He'll get about to the, I think they're going to mark it at the 11. So that'll be a 5-yard gain.
Yeah, and I think this is two-down territory for the Cayman. I really do. I don't think Coach Page will think about an intercept, about a field goal here. I think he's got two-down territory. I think that's what you saw a running play there, I think, because he's got two-down territory on his mind here.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Again, they give to Powers, goes to the left-hand side, tries to turn up the field, gets across the 10 to about the 8-yard line. So a gain of three this time, and just chopping down those yards. The key here is it's now fourth down.
Yeah, I think that was the one time, I think all year, I've really seen Powers try to go east and west instead of north and south. I think if he cuts on north and south, he probably gets close to first down yardage, even closer than they are.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Fourth down, and you may as well say goal. We're coming to you from the 8-yard line. I believe the 6-yard line. Now Rosetta's set. There's the snap. Play action fake. Pass over the center. Touchdown, Gratz pass. Little slant play coming from the side.
Yeah, pass was from Rosetta to, it looks like, number 25, Brevik Hill. Good play action fake, and everybody on the South Salem defense, especially the linebackers, bid on that. And Hill ran a slant right behind it and was wide open.
So it's 14-13 right now, and we've got a shootout, folks. Thought it might be that way. 2:20 on the clock, and we've got 20, almost 28 points on the scoreboard. There's the snap. The kick is up, and it's good. We've got 28 points. 14-14 the score in the first period. We'll be back with the kickoff after this 1 minute Kate Van timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Parker Roberts teeing up the football this time. Getting ready to kick this one off. All tied up at 14. And there's the kick going to the left-hand side again. Straight down the field. Picked up on the 9-yard line by Shearer. Cuts the right-hand side. Tries to cut back up the left hash mark and stops shy of the 30-yard line. First down and 10. They're going to give him right on the 30-yard line. That's where the ball will be spotted. That's where the Saxon offense will take over first down and 10 in their own territory. 2:14 on the clock. It stopped with a change of possession.
Yeah, I mean, what a football game. We've got now the turnover game is now equal. You've got Grants Pass has one turnover on downs, one interception. South Salem has two fumbles. So, you know, in 14-14, you've basically essentially 0-0 started the game over.
All right, trips right up to the left-hand side. Matt goes in motion left to right. They pass it to him. Little fly sweep. Caught behind the line of scrimmage and dropped. Loss on the play. Goes back to about the 24-yard line. So that'll be a loss of 6.
Yeah, and a good job by Connor Johnson from the right end. He just widened the play and maintained his containment.
5 receivers out. Empty backfield for Bowman. 2-step drop. Passes away. It's deflected and pushed out of the way. And complete.
Yeah, Hayden Chase on the coverage that I heard at corner. The Cavemen aren't really being fooled on the passing play side, but everything that South Salem has run has been very short. So the Cavemen defense needs to be careful and watch out for those double moves coming because there is going to be one coming at some point.
Bowman unofficially 2 of 6 throwing the football. As one man split to the left-hand side. Single back is still Shearer. Trips to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Deep drop by Bowman. Heavy pressure. Caught and dropped behind the line of scrimmage.
Connor Johnston.
Connor Johnston came through almost untouched and dropped him back on about the 17-yard line.
Yeah, I just happened to be watching that area. Connor Johnston puts on a great swim move, spins off of the guy's hands trying to block him, and basically unabated to the quarterback and did a great job of wrapping up and forcing a long fourth down way back in Saxon territory.
Fourth down and the EEO 7. No, they said scoreboard says 23. They show a punt formation. Is that Zach Deshane dropping back? Punt high and hanging for a long time. Picks it up and straight up the center of the field, puts his head down, gets about to the 36-yard line. That was Connolly.
Got a flag on the play down here. It's probably going to be a holding on the Caveman, I would imagine, based off where it's thrown at.
1 minute left here in the period, and it's been full of action, folks. Enough action to put 28 points on the scoreboard. We're tied at 14. The flag was resting on about the 26-yard line.
Yeah, it's going to be holding on the Caveman. You're going to have another 10 yards put on. But still, on the positive side of the 50-yard line for the Caveman, it's a start.
So they'll mark it off from the 37-yard line, so that'll take it to the 47. That'll take it into Grants Pass territory to the 45. Your basic 17-yard. Anyway.
Huh.
2 men split to the right-hand side. 2 men to the left-hand side for Grants Pass. First down and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Have moved Powers to the left-hand side. I put a man in motion going left to right. Headed off to the fly sweep, going to left-hand side, turns upfield, gets across the midfield to about the 47-yard line. Make that the 49-yard line. That'll be a quick gain of 6.
Yeah, and Powers did a good job of lead blocking there for Brevik Hill as Hill got the fly sweep going around to the left-hand side.
2 men split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side. There's the snap. Past the flat left-hand side, it's complete. Man puts his head down and drives. First down yardage, I believe, gets about to the 45-yard line. Was it?
Isaac Johnson on the quick wide receiver screen there. Good 6-yard gain because it came in a first down.
Second catch for Johnson tonight.
Came in right back on the ball.
Here we go. 2 men split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side. Play action fake in the back. They give the ball to Powers, looking for a running room. Finds a little bit. Gets about to the 30. Make that the 38, 39-yard line.
Yeah, about 5 yards.
About a 5-yard gain again.
It's a great first down play right there for the Caveman, kind of freeing up the playbook for Coach Page.
Right, 2nd and 5. 2 men split to the left, 1 man to the right-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field. Out of the shotgun this time. Again, the gift to Powers. Turns the corner on the right-hand side. First down yardage. Breaks free. Nobody in front of him. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown, Powers. The Caveman take the lead. It's 20-14.
Yeah, 39-yard run. And South Salem just loses containment on the right-hand side. And the line did a great job of blocking. But South Salem loses containment on the inside, and he's gone. Nobody touched him.
No time left on the clock. So if the point after is good in the first period, we have put up, oh, I'm getting into high math here, 35 points. Kick is up, and it's good. It is 21-14, the Caveman lead. Kickoff coming after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Trenton Powers has 100 yards already on the ground. All right. This is the second period, ladies and gentlemen. First play coming up, brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Home Improvement at the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. Cavemen getting ready to kick off. This time they're going right to left across your radio dial. The Cavemen will be driving towards A Street as number 45, Alejandro Leon, will handle the kickoff chores this time. You can tell us Alejandro's got bright yellow shoes. Waiting, addresses the football, puts his toe to it. High line drive kick, bounces on the six, and is retrieved on the one-yard line, I believe, by Bruce coming up left-hand side. He is stopped just across the 20-yard line at about the 24. First down and 10 for the Saxons at the 24-yard line.
And a good job there on the kickoff team by Breva Kill and Weston Berg, of all people. Both of them actually met at the receiver at the same time and both made a great tackle together.
Saxons come up. Trips at a triangle to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. I believe that's still Bowman, the quarterback. He'll put a back in motion. That's sure going out. Empty backfield right now, so we've got five wideouts. Put a man in motion, a fly sweep. They get him, cuts back upfield, missed a tackle. Spun at the 30-yard line and dropped shy of the first down. He'll pick up about six.
Yeah, Connor Johnson had him dead to rights in the backfield again, and kind of just over-pursued, honestly, and didn't break down in time and almost went past the play before he could make the tackle. There's also a flag on the play. It looks like it's going to be against the Saxons.
Talking about that now as we speak. 11:46 left to play here in the second period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon.
Illegal shift on South Salem. So when they brought the guy in motion, there must have been somebody else moving, a wide receiver or somebody else moving.
So that'll take the ball back inside the 20 to about the 19. Officials explaining it to the Saxon coaching staff. Back ready. We mark the ball for play, and we'll get going here. One receiver already wide to the left-hand side, all alone. Now they're going to send him some company over there. There are trips receivers to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field. Bowman in the shotgun, Shearer to his left shoulder. Two-step drop, wants to throw, looks down the field. Now goes to flat left-hand side, and it's complete across the 20-yard line. Man pushed out of bounds. Stayed on his feet, tiptoeing along the sideline, get about to the 25.
Yeah, it's a good job there. South Salem does a really good job of widening the field on you, and Braden Reese was there to make the tackle, at least slowed him down to allow more defenders to get there for his help.
Okay, second down and 9. They straight up the center of the field for sure. Cuts the right-hand side. He's a tough runner. He'll take the contact on and finish the run, and he gets to about the 32-yard line. That'll be a gain, once again, of about 6.
Yeah, it creates a third and short here for the Saxons.
Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left-hand side, about 2 yards to go for first down yardage. They had a
quarterback kept it on that
keeper,
one.
I think, yeah.
Going to get a first down.
He'll get to the 35 for a couple of yards there.
Yeah, he showed that a couple times now. He's kept it, I think, 2 or 3 times himself. So he's not afraid to read the defensive end and pull it on the RPO they got going.
Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left for the sophomore quarterback. Wants to throw, pass over the center. This is complete to the 40-yard line. Man still on his feet, fighting to get to midfield. Does, and is stopped there by the Grants Pass Caveman. A gang tackle. They're going to mark him at the Grants Pass 49-yard line. So that's a gain of about 12.
Yeah, and Parker Howe made the read again from his linebacker spot. Was almost just a step late, and then the Caveman had a couple of missed tackles behind it.
Trips the left-hand side in a triangle in tight. Little razzle-dazzle in the backfield. The ball ends up in the hands of number 4, their receiver, Luster. He gets out to about the 42-yard line. That's a gain of about 7. That's his fourth carry, and he's primarily a receiver. Again, trips to the triangle on the right-hand side. That's a narrow side of the field. The back goes in motion to the left, so we got 5 wideouts now. And the man again goes in motion. That's Luster, quarterback keeper again. Goes off the left tackle, finds some room, and is brought down at about the 38-yard line. Good for first down yardage and a gain of 4.
And you got a few Cavemen defenders tapping their heads like they need a break.
Up the line of scrimmage, trips to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time, Bowman. Three-step drop, looks down the field, gets the pass away, over the center. It's complete. Great tackle, though, by the caveman. Got him up in the air, but it's first down yardage and about 11-yard gain.
Yeah, we had a guy there, and rather than going for the ball, he actually went for the tackle, and the guy made a great catch there. Timeout caveman to give his defense
timeout,
a break. Timeout
called by the caveman. 9:26 showing on the clock in the second period. Caveman leaded by a touchdown, 21-14. Saxons are driving. We'll be back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Five wideouts, passes away, and it's complete to about the 26-yard line. Stop there. I think that's Luster's first catch. It is.
He only gained about a yard about a for yard. All the running he did.
About a yard gain for a lot of work there. Unofficially, I have Bowman 6 of 10 throwing the football, and again, we're right back to it with five wideouts all alone in the backfield as a sophomore. Passes away right-hand side. It's complete to the 20-yard line, and that'll be a gain of about six.
Yeah, and the Caymen are just playing a soft zone, and so South Salem is just running a whole bunch of hook routes and finding holes in the zone, and Bowman's doing a good job of just finding every single hole right now.
Trips to the left, single receiver to the right. That's the narrow side of the field. Single back set now with Bowman back to his right-hand side. Gives the handoff to Shearer. Shearer has a hole, puts his head down, sneaks to the 20-yard line, sneaks to the 10, down to about the 6. And that's where they're going to mark him at the 6.
Yeah, and they're right back on the ball.
Pass to the left-hand side. Again, Shearer driving. Gets another couple of yards.
Caveman defense is a little bit shocked right now. They're back to playing on their heels again just because they're starting to get tired. And so somebody's got to make a play here for the Caveman defense.
Two-man split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. So we've got four wideouts now. It is, third and goal. Out of the shotgun, the snap, the keeper. And hits the four-yard line, and the Cavemen stand him up and say, no, you lose two yards that time.
Yeah, they put Luster in the backfield in a wildcat formation. But now somebody threw a flag. I don't know if it's going to be a personal foul.
Let's see which way this one goes. Going against the Saxons. .751 left to play second period. Once again, the Cavemen up by a touchdown, 21-14. Yes, we're in the second period with almost 8 minutes to go. So the flag is still resting there. Nobody's picked it up yet.
I think the referee's already...
And... both teams are going to the sidelines.
They're bringing the coaches. Bringing both head coaches out to the center of the field to meet with the Wyatts. I don't know if something was said or if it's just getting real chippy in the huddles that we can't see from up here. But I was assuming it's getting chippy if they're bringing both head coaches to the middle of the field. They're going to give them warnings and basically say, hey, this stops here. Otherwise, we're going to start throwing flags and throwing people out of the game. That's usually what it means when they bring the head coaches to the middle of the field.
Yeah, I haven't seen this one done in a while, but... 7:51. This is a good time to mention to you that next week, Caveman Football will be on our sister station, KLDR 98.3, because there's a conflict with Duck Football. The Ducks will be hosting Michigan State in Autzen on Friday night. So And that happens again about 2 weeks later when the Ducks host, I think it's Purdue. You've seen Purdue play, haven't
I saw
you?
Purdue this weekend. Okay.
Thank you for not bragging about it. 7-5 went up to see the Beavers play, for goodness sake.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, the coaches are now headed back.
Yeah, they're going to bring both coaches are told to bring both their all their teams together. Personal foul, face mask on the defense.
Well, now the Saxons are going around their head coach. The Cavemen are still sending their defense out. The flag is still resting on about the 8-yard line.
Well, the flag was on the Cavemen, so this would be half distance to go to the goal. I don't know if that makes an automatic first down or if it's just second down again because it's the goal to go.
Oh, the ball is now resting on about the 2.5-yard line. So it was against the Cavemen.
Yeah, I'm just curious as to after a face mask, you know, like I said, unless it got chippy or something was said under the huddle after the face mask, I'm not sure exactly what was said. But for both head coaches to need to bring their teams together, you know, something wasn't good in the huddle, I'm assuming, especially after a personal foul like that.
All right, Saxons come out and send four wideouts, two to each side. Out of the pistol this time for Bowman, sure is the tailback. And now they're going to shift everybody to the right-hand side. There's four receivers to the right, one to the left. Now that left hand goes in motion. They hand him the football. That's Lester, and he scoots in for the touchdown. It is now 21-20, and Lester scores from the two.
Yeah, and they just run Bowman gets the touchdown pass there because they run a 3-yard jet pass, essentially. And the Cavemen just got outflanked to the right-hand side. Nobody touched him going to the end zone.
They were outnumbered at the point of attack. 7:47 showing on the clock. We're in the second period. Now the try for point after. There's the snap. The kick is up. And it is good. We are tied at 21. We'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back. 7:47 left to play in the first half. We are tied at 21. 42 points in the first 9 minutes of the football game. Kratz Pest drops two men deep. See who we've got back here.
It's like what? Johnson and Powers?
Yeah. Kickoff high, end over end kick. Will go to power side. Picked it up on the 12-yard line. Looks for some blockers. Now turns on the afterburner. Scoots down the right sideline. Across the 50-yard line. He breaks out in front of everybody. Nobody's going to catch him. Grant Spatz is going to go all the way. Are there any flags?
Nope.
Oh, and the Cavemen take the lead right back that quickly. So it is now 27-21. And the Cavemen point after coming.
Well, about 88-yard return.
Yeah.
What a run by Powers. You can see him. He kind of starts jogging when he first catches the football. He saw a hole, and you watch the afterburners turn on. It was impressive speed difference.
His acceleration is incredible.
It was impressive.
Try for point after, and we'll be right back here. This is Parker Roberts going to put his toe to it. There's the snap. The kick is up, and it is good. It's 28-21. Grants Pass leads by a touchdown. Back with the kickoff after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Ringnex windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Foley here for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. 28-21 the score. Grants Pass by a touchdown, getting ready to kick off to the South Salem Saxons. And Roberts puts his toe to it, and this one is high and short. Will come down at the 30-yard line, and the man takes it there and goes to one knee. First down and 10 for the Saxons on their own 31-yard line. Caveman football here on KAJO. Once again, folks, don't forget next Friday night we'll be on our sister station, KLDR 98.3. Conflicting game with the Oregon Ducks. They'll be here on the KAJO side at 99.7. 1270 on the AM or on the AM band. Anywhere in the world on the interweb.
I thought pregame, I thought it would come down to turnovers. I think now it's going to come down to which team defense can actually make a stop.
Saxons have the football. 2 men split to the left-hand side, 2 to the right-hand side. Now an empty backfield as they'll move the tailback and put the man in motion. Fly sweep again, going to the right-hand side again to number 4. Tries to turn upfield. He's fast, but he is corralled as short of the first down. He'll pick up about 9. About 64 yards for that young man, mostly on that fly sweep. And we've got timeout. Well, we've got a man down. It's one of the Saxons.
I think it's Luster, number 4.
It is.
I don't know if he's cramping up or what we got going.
I think he's slapping the ground. Cramps already, I believe. Both the caveman trainer, both trainers are out there.
He's in quite a bit of pain hurting. He's in quite a bit of pain if it's just a cramp.
7:19 on the clock. We'll pause 30 seconds. We'll be right back, folks.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Young man is still down on the field. You hate to see any of these young men hurt, particularly, well, any of them, period. That's a blanket statement. And all of these teams take extra precautions with these young men. They'll take no chances. If there's any possibility that man could be hurt or they won't put him back in quickly, gets a little round of applause.
It's hard to tell if it's his knee or his ankle, but he's definitely walking.
He's pretty
gingerly on the left leg.
He's on his own power, though.
That's a fairly big loss for South Salem, though. He creates a lot of team speed that, as of right now, is causing the Cayman defense quite a bit of trouble.
About 64 yards worth of trouble so far. And he comes to the sidelines with 6 carries and that 64 yards. Back the line of scrimmage, second down and about 4 for the Saxons. Strips to the right-hand side, 1 man to the left-hand side. Ball on the 38-yard line. There's the snap. Past the flat, and it is deflected, but still complete to about the 45-yard line. First down yardage, a gain of about 7 this time.
Yeah, the ball was tipped very high up in the air, but with the Cayman zone defense, had nobody to get there to it.
There's a snap that quickly again. And dropped in the backfield. Boy, blistering through.
Yeah, they brought a blitz with Parker Howe, but we didn't get it. We had a guy jogging off the field when they rotated people in, so it's going to be negated.
Now you sprint off the field in a situation like that. So back to the line of scrimmage, and then they'll mark it off. And that takes the ball across the 50-yard line to the Grants Pass 49-yard line. And instead of first and 10, it's first and 5. Trips to the right-hand side. Two to the left-hand side, so an empty backfield for Mr. Bowman. Five wide outs again. Here come the cavemen again. Pulled off sides. There's another 5 yards and a first down. 7 minutes exactly on the clock here in the second period. Caveman football on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon.
Yeah, because what we're seeing, the cavemen are trying to be more aggressive, but it, with aggressiveness comes some of that type of stuff because of not watching the football.
Aggressive, but with discipline. Trips to the right-hand side. Again, five wideouts. Now they pull out of that, and again, the cavemen offsides and another 5 yards.
Yeah, that's back-to-back plays that Leo Huckard has actually jumped offsides.
And that'll take the ball to the 39-yard line. So first and 5 from the 39 for the Saxons. Again, showing the empty backfield. They've not changed that. They have the same play up for about three downs in a row here. He came in back off of the blitz, past the flat left-hand side. It's complete to about the
incomplete. As he went to turn to tramp the field, I think he was thinking about running too early again.
Both teams a little guilty of that. Unofficially, I have Bowman 8 of 14 throwing the football. Again, this time 4 wideouts. Scherer to the right shoulder of Bowman. They give the ball to Scherer. He cuts up, finds room, scoots ahead, breaks free, and gets to about the 25, down to about the 23-yard line. So he'll gain about 8 that time. There's the snap again. Keeper straight up the center of the field for Bowman. Bowman stood straight up at the 19, so he'll pick up about 4.
And the Cayman defense, again, they're kind of on skates, going backwards, playing the zone, and Bowman's not even having to throw the ball 5-plus yards and getting all these yardage on his passing plays.
Again, 5 wideouts, and the Cayman run into the backfield.
Yeah, another offsides on the Cayman. Yep. That's 3 and 5 plays.
Tried to time the snap and didn't do it. Everybody in the stadium saw him standing in the backfield all alone where he was not supposed to be. 5:59 on the clock. That's the time left here in the first period. Pardon me, the first half. 28-21 the score. Grants passed by a touchdown. 5 wideouts again for Bowman. Past the flat left-hand side. It's complete. Nobody near him. Moves about to the 10-yard line. Stood up there and pushed out of bounds on about the 8.
Yeah, you're going to have a holding on the inside receiver on that screen play from the Saxons. This will go back and create a second long.
5:43 on the clock. Clock seems to stop about every play. Could be a long night, folks, so stay with us here. We've got lots of electricity here to share with you. 5:43 on the clock. It stopped on play. 28-21. Grants passed by a touchdown here. That's going to bring the football back out to a 22-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to create a second and 9.
Second and 9. 4 receivers to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left, and that receiver comes in motion going left to right. They'll look to that receiver. It's complete to the 25, to the 30-yard line, still on his feet to the 15, and will be corralled there on about the 14-yard line. So about an 8-yard run that time.
Yeah, they're going to mark him just a yard short.
So third and 1, ball spotted at the 14-yard line of Grants Pass for the Saxons, down by a touchdown to the Cavemen. Saxons look a little bit of disarray, get the right people on the field. One man split to the right-hand side. Now Bowman's ready. Split right, slot right, two men split to the left-hand side. Right-hand man goes in motion, gets the handoff in the backfield, avoids one tackle, tries to cut upfield to the 10-yard line, and is stood up there by a crowd of men in blue and pushed back. I think they'll give him the 11-yard line. That'll be good for the first down.
And Kingston Connolly came from a blitz from his safety position, was there, but again, over pursued by the Cavemen. Allows the runner to get outside the tackle box, and nobody was there to stop
quickly
him before the first down.
Quickly up to the line of scrimmage, two men to the right-hand side. Now we're readjusting. We'll put a slot on the right-hand side, double slot on the right-hand side. There's the snap to give the tailback, cuts up off a right tackle, pulls ahead to about the five-yard line. So Shearer gets about 6 yards.
And South Salem can get a first down. It's going to be just inside the one-yard line to get a first down, though. So it's essentially its first and goal, or second and goal here.
All right, split right, double slot on the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left out of the pistol this time for Bowman. They give to Shearer. Shearer looks for some running room off right tackle, fights his way in.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. So Shearer gets the touchdown this time, at least his second of the night. Unofficially, about 73 yards rushing on the night for that young man. So we're piling up some yardage. We're going to get into high numbers here tonight. 3:49 showing on the clock. That's time left here in the second period, and it's 28-27. I don't think I've ever seen this many points in a high school football game for the Cavemen. I'm not sure ever. Try for point after. Snap is good. Kick is up. And it's good. We're tied at 28. 28 all, 3:49 to play. Back with a kickoff in 1 minute.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back. Cavemen getting ready to field this one. Back deep to receive for Grant Spence. I believe that's Johnson and Powers. And the kick down the right hash mark will go to Powers at the 15-yard line. Reverses it, gives it to Johnson coming to the right-hand side. Cuts back left at the 30 to the 35 to the 40-yard line. Pulled down from behind. Still fighting his way up to about the 42, 43-yard line. So first down and 10 from their own 42 for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
Yeah, it's a good return by Johnson there on the reverse from Powers. You know, getting it out past the 40, creating good field position with the Cavemen. Clock's not an issue for the Cavemen. They have two timeouts left and their tempo with 3:39 left in the first half.
Oh, we're time for three scores in that amount of time.
At this phase, absolutely.
Up the line of scrimmage come the Cavemen, first down and 10. Two men split to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Powers the tailback, Rosetta in the pistol. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff, deep drop, wants to throw. High arcing pass down the right-hand side for Powers. It's complete to the 30-yard line. Dumped out of bounds at about the 25.
Yeah, we've seen that play before from the Cavemen. They run a play-action fake to Powers, who then wheels down the sidelines, and Rosetta did a good job hitting him in stride for a huge, long first down for the Cavemen.
Second catch of the night for Mr. Powers, and the Cavemen have a first down deep inside Saxon territory at their 26-yard line, first down and 10. Split left. Two men split to the right-hand side. Powers stays in and tailback. There's the snap they give to Powers, looking for room on the right-hand side. Cuts back up inside a block. Still on his feet at the drop down about the 23-yard line, 22, 23rd line. So a gain of about three this time.
Now they give Powers a break and get Berg back in the game. you can kind of see the cavemen slowing it down a little bit because you don't really want to give South Salem the ball back with a ton of time.
Use some time here. Trips to the right-hand side. They give to Berg. Berg caught from behind and dropped. Probably no gain on the play.
Yeah, they basically ran a backdoor trap, and the middle linebacker for the Sacks did a good job of coming through where the guard was pulling from and coming through to make the tackle.
2:40 clock is running. Third down and about eight.
I wouldn't be surprised here to see the frame play from the Cavemen and see if they can get them to jump off sides.
Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left. Two men to the left-hand side. We've got four wideouts this time. Berg remains the tailback in the pistol right now for Rosetta. Rosetta takes a snap. Three-step drop. Looks to the right-hand side. Passes for the end zone. It's complete. Touchdown. Grant's pass from the 24-yard line.
Yeah, what a great job by Rosetta. He actually looks to the middle of the field first slightly. Then he looks to the hook route that he has underneath that corner route that Johnson ran. So he kind of froze every single defender that the South Salem Saxons had and then threw a great ball on the corner route to hit Johnson perfectly in stride.
All right, try for point after, folks. Get ready. Kick is up and, oh, this one's no good. That could be big later on in this game. But anyway, it's a 34-28 game. Grants Pass leads by 6, 2:11 to play here in the first half. Back with the kickoff in 1 minute.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Mr. Luster is not back to receive this one. He has remained on the sidelines after that injury he suffered earlier. So Shearer is one of the deep backs there as the Parker puts his toe to it. High short kick will come down about the 35-yard line there, and the man is just barreled over at that point. So a short high kick negates any long run back, certainly, and the Saxons take over first down and 10 from their own 35 with 2:11 left to play here in the first half.
And again, with both of these offenses, 2:11, two timeouts, this is an eternity for both of these offenses with the pace they're playing.
We can get four more touchdowns in this one.
So again, it's going to take, this is a pretty huge defensive stop here for the Cavemen, especially since the Cavemen get the ball to start the second half.
Up the line of scrimmage, trips to left-hand side. There's a snap. Shovel past the left-hand side. It's complete. Man turns a quarter at the 35. Heads upfield across the 40-yard line, across the 45, down to about the 47.
So yeah, a weird series for the Cavemen there because they just come off the feet or come onto the field, and no defender was set, and the Saxons took advantage of it.
Yeah, the Cavemen were not set at all that time. There's the snap. Deep drop by Bowman. Passes away, and it is complete at the 38-yard line. Man still on his feet. One man to beat, and he's going to out. No, he's not going to outrun him. He's going to be pulled down about on the 15-yard line. So a minute 40 to play.
Yeah, the Cayman defense just isn't ready right now. They're being confused. They're getting caught in this, you know, limbo on defense, and it's definitely taking a toll on them already.
Trips to left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Single back set. They give the ball to the back. Comes off right tackle this time. Jumps across the 5-yard line. Powers in, looking for the end zone, and it's there. So we are tied at 34. points in the first half.
Yeah, neither team wants to play defense at this point. It's truly going to come down to which team at halftime makes the bigger defensive adjustment and can actually get a stop in the second half. Because outside those four turnovers to start the game, we haven't stopped anybody since.
Kick is up, and it is good. And the lead has been wrested away from the Cavemen. It's 35-34. We'll be back with the kickoff in 1 minute.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep, everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
Welcome back, everyone. Getting ready to kick this one off. We've got Johnson and Powers back deep to receive. Grants Pass down by a point, 35-34. Doesn't take a long run at this football, their kicker doesn't. Puts his toe to a line drive kick, rolls down, and will be fielded about on the 25-yard line. Man cuts the right-hand side, turns. It's Berg carrying the football, and he gets it right back to about the 44-yard line. So a good return after he was hit it a couple of times. Berg doesn't have the acceleration that Powers does. But, boy, he's a battering ram for his
size. That's a great return for him, being smart. You know, you could have waited for blockers, but he got the field, made a spin move, gets the K-man great field position to hopefully go down and score and take the lead going into half, getting the ball back in the second half.
First out and 10 from their own 44-yard line for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Down by a point, 35-34. First half score. Two receivers split to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left, unbalanced line to the right-hand side. Powers is the tailback. Rosetta takes the snap. Gives to Powers, cuts the left-hand side, puts his head down, partner, check that. That's Berg again. And Berg goes to for about 6 yards.
Yeah, and the Cavemen are going to need to grab that tempo again. They still have two timeouts. There's plenty of time, but definitely need to stay in that tempo mentality.
Split left, two men split to the right-hand side. Snap coming. Berg moves up to the right shoulder of Rosetta. There's the snap, and they give to Berg again. Cuts the left-hand side, puts his head down. First down yardage out about the 45-yard line of the Saxons. Yeah, so another 6 yard scamper.
Yeah, and getting out of bounds there for the Cavemen, saving a timeout. Minute 4 left. Now you're on the Saxon side of the football field at the 45. Cavemen are in great position here. They just got to finish now.
A little bit of momentum picked up. One man split the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side. Now, Johnston stepped up as a wide receiver to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Two-step drop by Rosetta. Pass over the center. It's complete to about the 40-yard line. To Hart to about 6 yards this time.
Yep, and the Cavemen are hustling right back on the football. 50 seconds left. Two timeouts. Got plenty of time still. Nope, Coach Page is going to use one of his timeouts here.
Timeout to look at the scoreboard. 47.2 seconds of Cavemen driving, but down by a point, 35-32. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Let's see, the first half has taken, and it's not over yet, hour and 20 minutes.
And we have a 20-minute halftime.
A 20-minute halftime. Bad's going to put on the full show. I'm supposed to be back at the station about 5 in the morning, so got to get over before then, folks. 47.2 seconds left here in the first half. Cavemen have the football. Second down and four to go. Ball on the Saxon 39-yard line. Trips the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right. Berg is the tailback still. They'll put a man in motion going left to right. Cuts upfield. Deep drop by Rosetta. Passes away. Going deep this time into the almost intercepted. Incomplete. Was just a little short that time. Pass incomplete, and the clock is stopped.
Yeah, he had plenty of time to make the throw, but it kind of looked pre-read that he just kind of locked on to Johnston. And once Johnston cleared the linebacker, he just kind of threw it up in the air, and we're lucky that the safety did not make the play.
40.9 seconds. Two receivers right, one to the left-hand side. Slot left. They give right-hand side. Goes to Berg. Berg puts his head down. And flag flies everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be a face mask on South Salem to give the Cayman a first down. You can see from up here, Berg's face mask come all the way towards us.
The sound of your voice brought him right in. 36 seconds left on the clock as they assess this penalty.
Should be a 15-yarder, I would imagine, with the way his head jerked back. Yeah, personal foul.
Yep. Face mask, there it is. So that'll take the ball back to inside the 25 to about the 23-yard line. So yeah. First and 10 from the Saxon 23-yard line with 33 seconds left in the Cayman, down by one. Trips the left-hand side, in tight on the right. And all right, Cayman back set again. The officials slowed things down for a moment. There's the snap. Rosetta. Lots of time to throw. Throwing for the end zone, and it is touchdown, Grant's pass from the 23-yard line.
What an incredible catch from Brevik Hill, the sophomore. He runs basically a deep crossing route to the back corner. Rosetta basically throws it to the back of the end zone, and it almost from here he made a one-handed catch. What a catch. What a play for the Cayman. What an answer with 27 seconds left. And now the Cayman are going for two to try to get that extra point back.
40 to 35 here in the first half is the score. Trips to the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right. Powers is the tailback out of the pistol this time. Running the right-hand side. He's got Powers if he wants to get to him. They go to the left-hand side, and it is
thrown too low.
Too low, incomplete. No good. The Cavemen lead it by five now. 40-35. We'll be back with their kickoff right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Oil Year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back. Cayman will kick it off with 27.4 seconds left here in the first period, leading by 5, 40 to 35. Yes, that's a halftime score so far, folks, with time left on the scoreboard.
And no, we haven't lost our minds. That's the actual score.
This has got to be a record. I don't remember anything ever happening like this for Grants Pass football.
He needs to kick it deep, not do a pooch kick because of...
If they do a pooch kick, that'll negate any long
fumble.
It's a live football.
Ball's loose.
Scramble for it.
South Salem got it back.
It was close. First down, they'll have a first down on the 30-yard line. And let's see what they do if they come out throwing deep.
Well, they got two timeouts left, 24.1 seconds. And the pace and rate that both teams are scoring, that's a lot of time. That's a tough time for at least four football plays.
So first down and 10, ball spotted actually on the 29-yard line, and they're up and ready. Cavemen are adjusting. Trips four receivers to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Empty backfield for Bowman. Two-step drop, passes away to the flat right-hand side. It's complete for 10 yards to the 40-yard line, and man steps out of bounds to stop the clock.
Yeah, see, and that took 4.1 seconds off the clock with no timeout. Oh, there's a flag on the far side of the field. I'm assuming it's going to be against the Saxons, probably, based off where it's thrown. Yeah, illegal shift again. So I think what's happening on the illegal shift, I thought it was somebody else moving. I think what's happening is as the guy's coming in motion, he's also gaining ground towards
going forward,
line of scrimmage.
Yeah, not going laterally.
Yeah, so I think that's why you're getting the illegal shift. I didn't see anybody move there, but they did have a guy in motion.
Trips the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. This time, sure, the tailback stays in. They give it to ball him off right tackle. Gets to the 30-yard line and is moved sideways and pushed out of bounds after a gain of about three or four.
And this is a dangerous spot for the Cavemen. You know, they got to stay behind the receivers. You can't get beat deep here. We saw it once against North Medford, game one, to end the half. You can't get beat deep here and allow momentum to be gained by South Salem.
Trips to left-hand side, two to the right-hand side, empty backfield again. And I think they pulled the Cavemen offsides again. That's happened several times already tonight by both sides.
I think that's five or six defensive offsides just on the Cavemen. I know that South Salem's given one or two back at least.
Up the line of scrimmage, second down and about four. Again, five wideouts. Bowman looks to the sideline, now moves back up under center, shares the information with everybody. Everybody adjusts just inches. Bowman stays in, and the Cavemen show blitz again, and they back out of it. Deep throw comes to the left-hand side. Man steps out of bounds again after a gain of about 10 at the 45-yard line.
And I'm okay with them giving the first down there. You know, lost about four more seconds off the clock. DeShane didn't get beat deep, lets him get the first down.
Trips left, one to the right-hand side. Pass the flat over the left-hand side. It's complete to about the 46-yard line. That'll be a gain of about nine this time.
Yeah, and you got a timeout by the Saxons, which leaves them with one left.
Timeout, 6 seconds left to play, and we'll be back right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
1.6 seconds left here in the first half. The score is 40-35. With a 20-minute halftime. Dear, I'll be home about midnight.
Yeah, I think, again, it's important for the Cavemen to not get beat deep. 6 seconds left. Probably time for two plays here. You got one timeout left if you're South Salem, so they could take a shot in the middle of the field and still have time left with the timeout. But you really have two football plays here if they run it correctly.
Luster is back on the field as a wide receiver now. Five wideouts again. Empty backfield for Bowman and the Saxons down by five. Deep drop. Passing to Luster, right-hand side. The pass is incomplete, broken up. Good defensive play by the Grants Pass Cavemen as Luster had to stop and wait for the football.
If the ball is thrown inbound, the Cavemen have a problem because it would have been pass interference on DeShane because he has hands all over him, but the ball was thrown a yard and a half to 2 yards out of bounds, which allowed for the no call on the pass interference.
0.6 seconds. So one play.
Yeah, and the Cavemen just need to get deep. Yep, which all every corner safety for the Cavemen is backpedaling before the snap even was started. Another offsides.
Yep. Jeez. Tim Hart stepped across.
I don't think you want to be a Caveman defensive player in the locker room at halftime. Just saying.
Empty backfield for the Saxons with 0.6 seconds left. They're down by five here going into the half. Bowman is ready finally. Again, looks at the sidelines. Are we changing it? No, he's sure. Now he shares that information with his teammates. And the whistle blows. Timeout. Grants pass. Caveman. 0.6 seconds as the Caveman move to the sidelines in this first half. Continues. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. 0.6 seconds. Let's see what the Saxons have up their sleeve. They'll have one play here. The ball is on the Grants Pass 41-yard line. The Saxons trail by 5, 40-35, going into the half.
And the biggest thing the Caveman secondary needs to do is they need to block the ball. They need to knock the ball down. A lot of what happens with Hail Marys is a kid tries to go for the interception, it gets tipped up in the air, gets caught for a touchdown. They just knock the ball to the ground and go into halftime.
Man comes in motion left to right. Four receivers on the right-hand side. So Bowman again slows it down. Now he's ready. Again looks to the sidelines. Changes the play again. Long snap count. You can hear the crowds beginning to anticipate what?
They're again. Trying to get 5 extra yards here from the Cavemen. They're going to call a timeout. Yep.
And timeout taken by the Saxons this time. So this, we will hold it again right here. We'll take a deep breath and be back once again, folks, in 30 seconds.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. This is a big game for both these teams. It would be great momentum for the Cavemen to win 3 in a row, but Saxons come in here with 2 losses.
Yeah, and they've had a tough schedule so far. I mean, they played Tualatin as one of their losses, yeah. And Tualatin's going to be a top-5 team to finish the year.
And
so
they laid 66 on them.
Absolutely.
So. All right, again, 4 receivers to the right-hand side. There is a deep drop. Bowman rolls to the right-hand side, looks down the field, stops, throws deep, going for the end zone. There's a crowd there, and the ball is incomplete. And that's the way the first half will end, with the Grants Pass Caveman leading by 5, 40-35. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks in just 2 minutes.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep, everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with 2 kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
Welcome back, everyone, to Meldingham Field for what a football game, or at least what a half of a football game right now, as the band is setting up here for a 20-minute show here for the fans. A look at the scoreboard shows some incredible numbers. It is 40-35 at the end of two periods of play between two very explosive offensive teams tonight. Here to run down the first half scoring, you've got about 20 minutes to fill this in here.
All right, Zach. Here we go. So with 10-12 left in the first quarter, the Saxons led the scoring off with a three-yard run. PAT was good to make it 7-0. They followed right up with 8:55 left in the first quarter with a one-yard run. PAT was good to make it 14-0. Then the Cayman answered with 3:52 left in the first, a 15-yard pass from Rosetta to Isaac Johnson. PAT good by Parker Roberts to make it 7-14, Saxons. Then with 2:20 left in the first quarter, an 8-yard pass from Rosetta to Hill to make it 14-14. PAT was good. Then with time running out in the first quarter, Powers scored on a 39-yard run. PAT good to make it 21-14. Then with 7:47 left in the second quarter, there was another 3-yard jet pass by the Saxons. PAT was good to make it 21-21. Caveman answered right back about, 7 seconds later, 12 seconds later?
82-yard run.
Yeah, the 88-yard return by Powers. PAT good to make it 28-21. Then with 3:49 left in the second quarter, a 5-yard run by the Saxons. PAT good to tie it up 28-28. Then with 2:11 left in the second quarter, a 24-yard pass from Rosetta to Johnson. PAT was no good to make it 34-28, Cayman. Then almost instantly, the Saxons answer right back with a 1:40 left in the second quarter with a 21-yard touchdown run. PAT was good for the Saxons to take the lead 35-34. And then with 27.4 seconds left in the second quarter, a beautiful 23-yard pass from Rosetta to Brevik Hill. Two-point conversion, no good, to make it our first half total of 40-35, Cavemen. Two early turnovers by each team, so the turnover battle is equal. South Salem is definitely leading the first down battle 13-9, but that's because the Cavemen have exploded on a few longer touchdown plays, plus the Powers kickoff returns. So I think the stats, as far as the visual from the exterior, I think the stats are, fairly equal, and I think we're seeing that on the scoreboard.
It's reflected on the scoreboard, no doubt, no doubt. And we'll run down some individual numbers that we have for you when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in, the special is full year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Band about ready to get its show underway. Some numbers that we have. First of all, they're leading. They're the Saxons, a leading ball carrier. Noah Scherer, I have him for 13 carries, 78 yards, and two scores. Luster carried for six times for 64 yards. The quarterback picked up another 7 yards, unofficially about 158 yards on the ground in the first half for the Saxons. That is unofficial, folks. Throwing the football unofficially, 13 of 20 for Kellen Bowman, the sophomore quarterback. He was, once again, 13 of 20. I have him for 121 yards. Saxons unofficially generated 273 yards in the first half. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman, Trayton Powers, 12 carries. I have him for 103 yards and at least one touchdown in the first half. Weston Berg contributed another 21 yards. Number 15 for Grants Pass. That's I'm sorry. At any rate, another 6 yards there. Rosette has not been credited for any yards or loss of yards tonight. So Grants Pass about 130 yards on the ground, 120 through the air, 258 total yards to 273 total yards. That actually is a little, it's close, and the score is close also, 40-35 Grants Pass leading. Well, that's the situation. We've got more for you when we come back. In the meantime, stay tuned. You're listening to Caveman Football here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon, on KAJO Grants Pass. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. The band has begun its show here at halftime. 40-35, the Grants Pass Cavemen lead by five, and will get the football back to begin the second half. They'll have the first offensive possession. Now, one of the keys for the second half is which of these teams has enough gas to finish this game. We've got to play four full quarters here, and both teams know that coming in. Head coach Bradley Page, when we talked to him prior to the game, said he believed his team has enough to do it.
If you'd have told me the Cavemen were going to score 40 points in the first half, yeah, I would have called you a liar. I would have put a wager on that one. I mean, because their offense has looked very good this year. Don't get me wrong, but 40 points and a half, and then to say that the Saxons were going to match it with 35, you know, I think both coaches. The second half is to come down to which defense can make the most adjustments and how quickly can they make those adjustments, because. I mean, for lack of a better term, neither team has, aside from the first two turnovers from each team, after that, I mean, neither team has really done enough on defense or made any tackles significantly to stop them enough. It hasn't been very physical football on either side. It's just been a, you know, for lack of a better term, it's just been a video game for both offenses. So it's going to be, you know, we saw it a little bit from the Cavemen with a few blitzes. But then once South Salem started making a couple yards here and there, kind of got put on their heels and were on skates a little bit, you know, and the Cavemen offense on the flip side to the South Salem defense, the South Salem defense looks completely confused. However confused the Cavemen defense looks, South Salem's defense looks almost even more confused. And I think that's the power that Berg and Powers can bring to this offense. But, you know, after the first – I would say probably series and a half, our offensive line has completely changed the script as far as the offense to defense, the line on our side. And then on the flip side, you know, our defensive line is doing an okay job. We're just not filling holes behind them, you know, and they're kind of just taking advantage of the zone defense with the passing game. Because, I mean, Bowman hasn't thrown a ball, aside from, like, the last Hail Mary, he really hasn't thrown the ball farther than probably 7 or 8 yards. He hasn't had to. And so I think we might see maybe a little bit of man defense, because at this point both coaches are kind of going to go in the locker room and they're going to say, we got to change something because it's not getting any better. So we might as well, even if we give up some touchdowns here and there, we take some chances and we man up, we blitz. It's not going to get any worse, so we might as well try something new.
All right. We talked defense just a little bit, and we saw the Cavemen began to get a little pressure on Bowman a couple of times. They also showed blitz several times and then backed out of it. Can the Cavemen effectively mount enough pressure to disrupt Mr. Bowman in the backfield? Is that going to be one of the keys?
Yeah, I think it's a huge key. I think when he's allowed to just sit in the pocket because they're worried about the running game, you know, he's picking a hole. He's just looking at the zone defense, and he's just picking a side, and he's finding whichever wide receiver finds that one specific hole, he's throwing to that guy. And so I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Cavemen defense goes more to a man. I don't know what the South Salem – in the past years, we've seen South Salem bring a lot of pressure. We haven't seen a ton of pressure tonight. And so I don't know.
No, Rosetta's had all the time he's needed.
Absolutely. And the running game's not really – aside from a few missed blocks, the running game isn't really being stopped either. So I'm not sure if we'll start to see more pressure from South Salem as well. I think that's the only way that either team is going to end up getting a stop is because you're going to have to get lucky and blitz the right hole at the right time, catch a turnover some part, you know, somehow, something like that. But been really impressed after the first interception with Rosetta. He settled in. He didn't panic, you know, because in that moment, you know, you basically set your team up to go down 14-0. And to the cavemen credit, they did not panic. They came together as a team, answered right back.
That's a second rough start for the cavemen in a row, and not necessarily Rosetta's fault.
Absolutely.
Either time.
Just team-wise.
Just team-wise, and it looked like the cavemen were a little tentative, maybe a little intimidated by the Saxon team that's really had their number for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And once they started playing football, it was even Steven.
Absolutely, and I think that's the mental block for a athlete is the hardest one to get over, because when a team has just owned you for so long, you start to, maybe not externally, but internally, you do get a little bit of self-doubt. Like, can we do this? Can we actually beat the South Salem? Because South Salem came down here last year, you know, and 40-6 later, we're going home with our tails between our legs. And so I think now that you've seen you could put up 40 points, which you haven't done against South Salem probably in the 3 years combined, that I think now the cavemen offensively have a little bit of belief. And I think it's going to be extremely important, even more so than what happened in the first quarter. The cavemen have got to get points the first series. Because if we're going to go into a shootout, you know, type of thing like we saw in the first half, you can't allow them to take the lead after you maybe go three and out or whatever, you know, turnover. You cavemen need to go down and score, make it a 12, maybe a 14-point game.
Need to expand that 5-point lead to beyond 7.
Absolutely. We got to get, you know, Coach Page will go for 2 at that point. You got to get it back to a 13-point game to start setting yourself up to hopefully start pulling away if that's possible.
And once again, it's how much gas is left in the tanks, mm-hmm. Who might be deeper, and we'll find that out, folks. We'll take a deep breath as the band continues to entertain the home fans here. We'll be back right after this 2-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
The band, I believe, has just concluded their presentation here at halftime, and I must say it was pretty impressive, and they get a standing ovation from the fans on the far side of the field. So salute to the Grants Pass High Marching Band. Quick programming note here once again, ladies and gentlemen, just to keep you abreast of what's going on here. There is a football game tomorrow night. The Oregon Ducks will be in UCLA taking on the Bruins in their very first Big Ten football game ever. So they'll be playing the Bruins tomorrow night. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Pre-game will start at 6 o'clock right here on KAJO. Now, next Friday night, The Ducks will be playing on Friday night. They'll be hosting Michigan State and Autzen Stadium at the same time. I believe it's a 6 o'clock kickoff, but at any rate, what that does is creates a conflict here on KAJO. So we're going to move Caveman Football to our sister station, KLDR, 98.3 FM and KLDR.com on the World Wide Web. So next Friday night, make a note that that's where you catch Caveman Football coming next Friday night. That happens again in a couple of weeks when the Oregon Ducks will be hosting Purdue at Autzen Stadium. That's again on a Friday night. So once again, we'll flip again to KLDR. Chuck and Zach, high on the press box here, still scratching our heads and wondering if we've got enough paper to keep track of the score as it continues. It's a 40-35 game. Caveman leading by 5 here at the half. We'll be back with more right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Thank you for trusting Abby's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Abby's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Abby's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Abby's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Foley here for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. The Cavemen are out of the locker room. They just entered. The Saxons have been out for a couple of minutes stretching, so the Cavemen are just now arriving on their far side of the field, being greeted there by head coach Bradley Page. He is walking across on the 40-yard line right now as the halftime clock is about ready to expire. We anticipate they'll put another minute or two back up on the clock. Once again, on a road next Friday night for the Grants Pass Cavemen, all the way to Medford to take on the South Medford Black Panthers, the Panthers of South Medford. That is next Friday night, folks. Join us right here on KLDR 98.3 next Friday night. And the, interesting score last night. North Medford handled West Salem. 35-0.
35-0, yeah.
35-0. So they're now 2-2 on the season. Grants Pass is 2-1.
Yeah, and I think that's why, even this game becomes that much more important for, both teams, because at this point, South Salem sitting at 1-2, Caveman are 2-1. So the Saxons are trying to not let this thing snowball on them, and the Caveman are trying to set themselves up for a pretty tough remaining schedule, honestly. Nobody really knows much about Liberty yet. They've won a couple, lost a couple. So they're probably similar to us, I would imagine, just after last year. Sheldon is obviously showing that they are going to be the typical Sheldon of years past. Maybe not state championship type of Sheldon, but they're going to be just as good as normal.
They'll have to be contended with.
Absolutely. And then Sprague, Sprague concerns me probably the most of all the teams because of how much – typically in the past they've run the football, and our running defense as of right now you know, has been a little scarce at times. You know, other times it looks great, and then all of a sudden it's, you know, it's just wide open holes. So the spread game concerns me a little bit. South Medford next week, now that we've seen what, you know, South Salem's doing tonight, obviously that's going to come down to a physical who wants it more. It's also a rivalry game, so you kind of just flip a coin and see what happens in those games. But, you know, a win tonight really sets the Cavemen up in a promising situation, especially with their schedule. You know, it might be a tough schedule as far as the teams left go, but the travel schedule alone and how many games you have at home left, I think, is definitely a positive for the Cavemen, because the teams up north don't travel south. They just don't. They in years past, they've been able to, you know, I mean, Sprague's playing McNary tonight, and it's probably a 15-minute bus ride just because of traffic. Right. And so none of those northern teams know how to travel well. And so I think that becomes a factor for some of those teams coming down here. Even though they're having to do it more because of the league, I don't think it's still a hard place to play. And you look out in this crowd, it's a big crowd again tonight. I mean, Grants Pass is showing up, and they always do, especially when the Cavemen are winning football games. And so with that, you know, they also don't get crowds like this up north. You know, we travel all over with the Cavemen. And
this stadium is different from any they play in.
Everybody's
the crowds are closer here.
And everybody's on top of you. Not only are they closer, but they're also, you know, 5 feet off the ground above you before they're even seated in their seats. And so that's overwhelming for some of these teams as well. And so I think that bodes well for the Cavemen, but now they got to go finish this one to set themselves up for the weeks to come.
So win this one, that's three in a row for the Cavemen. The South Medford game, you got to put in it as a category as a winnable game. It's not going to be a give me. Nothing easy from this point on. But the opportunity is there. And the future, quite frankly, looks bright ahead for the Grants Pass Cavemen. You want to talk about future, talk about the freshmen, and we won't even talk about the freshmen and the JV team, which
yeah,
is very, very good.
Absolutely. The JV team goes up to South Salem last night and takes care of business handily. And the freshman team was down. I was here for the freshman game for the first half. The freshman team was down 14-0 at halftime, comes back and wins 35-14. And so, you know, the future is bright for the Cavemen. And so, you know, in years like this, when you're kind of in limbo as far as, you know, we're going to be young and how is that going to look, in years like this, if you can be as productive as the Cavemen have been so far, those are the dangerous teams, because the young teams don't know any better.
All right, the Grants Pass Cavemen getting ready. We're expecting an onside kick from the alignment that the Cavemen are showing. We've got 5'9" football players up within 10 yards between the 40 and the 50 for Grants Pass. A single safety back about the 10-yard line, and an intermediate safety at about the 32-yard line. So we're looking for an onside kick here. And I get a short pooch kick, bounces about on the 30, rolls back to about picked up on the 12-yard line, comes back up the right-hand side, and believe that's Powers, looking for a block or two or a hole to open up. Finally, what does? And he almost breaks it free again, going up to about the 47-yard line.
I think that was Johnson.
Was that Johnson?
Yeah, because what they had was they had their hands team in, which I love from Coach Page, coming out, not letting them get the ball on something, you know, some cheap play as an onside kick to catch you off guard. So I love that play. And then Johnson turns basically something that looked like it was going to be out to the 20 all the way to the 47-yard line.
So first down and 10 for the Cavemen at their own 47-yard line. Three receivers out, two to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. That's the narrow side as they drive towards the Grants Pass Commons. Out of the pistol right now with Powers, the tailback. Powers gets the handoff to the right-hand side and is keyed upon and gets to the – maybe got to the line of scrimmage. Actually, he'll lose a yard on this one.
Yeah, and the Saxons didn't do anything different. You know, I think they just kind of got through a couple gaps there, which allowed for Powers not to be able to go anywhere.
2 men split to the right-hand side again, one to the left-hand side. Second down and 11 for Grants Pass. First series of the second half. Throwing down the left-hand side. Matt is there, and it is complete at the 30-yard line, down to about the 21-yard line.
I think you're going to have a lineman downfield again on the Cavemen. And Rosetta got rid of that ball as fast as he could. It's a streak
route.
That's
the call, yes. 11:19 showing on the clock.
So kind of like what I thought, South Salem comes out and instantly shows man defense. And Rosetta saw it early, throws an incredible ball to Tim Hart, who had a step on the receiver. He threw it in the only place that Tim Carter could catch the football. And so, you know, already South Salem is showing that they're going to do some different things. They didn't blitz anybody, but they definitely went man across the board to try to take away some of those running game problems.
So, second down and 16. Is that the mark? Second down and 16. Trips to left-hand side. Indian tight on the right. There's a snap. Rosetta wants to throw. Looks left. Passes away down the left-hand side. Incomplete.
Yeah, he had Tim Hart open in they went back to zone covers there. He had Tim Hart open outside right next to the sidelines, and he just overthrew him by about 2 yards.
Clock has stopped at 10:59. Third down and 16 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ball at their own 41-yard line. All right, trips to left-hand side, and then tight on the right. Out of the pistol. They'll shuffle the receivers into a triangle, and again, Rosetta being forced out of the pocket. Heavy pressure. He is caught and dropped behind the line of scrimmage about the 32-yard line. So that'll be a loss of six. That's the first loss of the game for Rosetta, and the Cavemen will kick it away, fourth down and long.
And again, they brought one outside backer with a man coverage behind it, and the Cavemen just couldn't pick up that extra guy that the Saxons brought. And Rosetta had nowhere to go with the football.
So a single safety for the Saxons as the Cavemen show punt formation. Parker Roberts will handle the punting chores. Good snap from center. And the punt is away. High end over end kick. Drops about the 43-yard line. Takes a Grants Pass roll and will not be returned. They'll down it about on the 32-yard line. So from their own 32, the Saxons will take over for their first offensive possession here in this half. As the Cavemen offense stumbles just a bit.
Yeah, but I mean, they did it to themselves. Because if you think about it, they got the huge first down with Hart on the streak. But with the offensive lineman downfield, you kind of shot themselves in the foot. And so I think the Cavemen are doing the right things. They see what they're doing now. So they have the right plays ready to go. It's just not hurting themselves.
Four receivers out, two to each side. Now we've got five receivers out of the empty backfield for the sophomore quarterback. Again, they'll bring the one man in motion to the far side, and it's complete this time to number four again, pushed out of bounds on about the 40-yard line. That's Luster.
And the Cavemen are still just showing that zone defense. Not really trying to blitz, not really trying to go man defense, but now the Cavemen are shuffling around, not really.
There's a snap, and they give to Scherer, the tailback, and he's got room. Forces one man. He's a strong runner. Gets across midfield to about the 46-yard line.
And the real problem the Cavemen defense are having is they're trying to go shoulder to shoulder up high, and so they're not really wanting to hit anybody. The Cavemen got to go back to physical play and go through the hips of the runners and the receivers.
Trips to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Pass over the flat left-hand side, thrown behind the intended receiver, incomplete. Hey. Bowman unofficially 14 of 22 throwing the football tonight.
He had Luster open in the hole. I think he thought Luster was going to sit down in the zone, and Luster kept on running the streak. And so there's a little bit of miscue there for the Saxons.
Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Again, the pass over the flat left-hand side, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, incomplete.
Yeah, the Cavemen were there. Ashton Parr from the linebacker position flies out. Hayden Chase over the top. Receiver had it in his hands, but just dropped it. He would have been short of the first down. It would have only been about a five-yard gain. But now it creates a long third and 10. It could be two-down territory here for the Saxons.
9:43 on the clock. Third period, trips to the right-hand side. Four receivers to the right-hand side. Now they'll move the fifth receiver in motion as it's a quarterback keeper as he's caught behind the line of scrimmage and dropped. Be a loss of one or two on the play. Loss of one.
Yeah, great job by number 50, Braden Carlson. Now here the Cavemen need to watch that hard count, right? Probably six or seven times in the first half. It really, you know, ate the Cavemen up. It looks like they might punt because they just switched centers.
Fourth and 11, and we know their quarterback can punt it. We saw him in practice lift a couple. So he drops back in punt formation right now, and that is what's going to happen. So he punts it away, high end over high, spiraling kick comes down about the 16-yard line. Man cuts to the right-hand side, picks up some blockage, straight back up the center of the field. An exciting return again that brings the fans to their feet as he gets across the 35-yard line out to about the 37. So 8:58 on the clock. Grants Pass takes over first down and 10 from their own 37-yard line.
Yeah, it's kind of – it's almost like picturesque of what we kind of saw the first half, aside from the Saxons scored when they first had the ball. But both offenses kind of sputtering to start. I mean, the Cavemen kind of helped them with the turnover in the first half. So, again, it's going to see which team's going to settle in and make the adjustment the quickest.
Three receivers for the Cavemen, two to the right side, one to the left-hand side. That man goes in motion right to left, so reverse that, and then give the tailback. Powers just accelerates through, finds about quick 9 yards as he'll go right back out to about the 45-yard line.
Yeah, and that was Berg right up the middle there for the early 9-yard gain. Cavemen right back on the ball.
Two men left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. The snap and the give to Berg off left-hand side, goes off left tackle, spins ahead again, gets first down yardage to about the 49-yard line.
Yeah, I think right there that first down alone just allows the Cavemen to take a deep breath, settle in, get the tempo going, get back on the football, and get this offense going.
Three receivers, two left, one right. There's the snap, and they again goes to Berg to the right-hand side. No gain this time. It's about his eighth carry.
I believe that was three of the same run plays back to back to back. I think the Cayman just rapid fired it until they decided to stop it.
2 minutes split to the right hand side, one to the left hand side, still out of the pistol for Rosetta. Play action fake, pass down the left hand sideline, got a man wide open, but just can't quite run under it, incomplete. Looking for Hart down that left hand sideline again. Hart can get by the defender on that side if Rosetta can lay it into it.
Yeah, Hart did a good job. He got off. They tried to press him a little bit, and he got a step on the guy. And Rosetta just missed him by maybe a yard, yard and a half too far, which is a good. If as a quarterback, if you're going to miss, that's where you got to miss. You can't miss short and throw an interception there.
Three receivers, two to the right-hand side. That's the wide side, one to the left-hand side, out of the pistol. Turns, gives the ball left-hand side, keeps the ball himself. Pass down the flat. It is complete down to about the 21-yard line.
We have another flag on the far side right in front of the Cayman bench. I think this one's coming back, I believe, again.
7:53 showing on the clock. It stopped with a penalty.
It's going to be an illegal formation call on the Cayman. So somebody was covered up and then went downfield. That's back-to-back series where they've had a huge passing play that's been negated by a penalty. And so far the Cayman are just, you know, they're their own worst enemy. All right in the second half. We kind of saw it in the first half, too, with the offsides calls. It's just, you know, whether they were getting tired, the attention to detail was just kind of going away. And so, you know, the Cavemen need to stop hurting themselves and allow South Salem to just show them what they're going to do, because the offense is running just fine.
Third down and 15. Ball on the 44-yard line. Four receivers for Grant's Pass, two to each side. Tailback comes in motion to the right-hand side. We have a screen set up. Rosetta looks down the field, throws straight down the field into a crowd, and it's incomplete.
And I like him taking that shot there. He tried to find Johnson in the midst of three Saxons there. And even if they pick that ball off there, it's just as good as a punt. It would have been inside the 30-yard line, and so that would have been just as good of a punt in that situation. So I like Rosetta on third and 15 really taking a shot and giving the Cayman an opportunity.
So fourth down for the Cavemen. They show punt. Parker Roberts is on to put his toe to it. Good snap from center. Here comes the rush. The punt is away, and it drops about on the 25-yard line. Takes again a Grants Pass roll down to about the 16-yard line. That's where it's down by the Cavemen. First down and 10 for the Saxons. 7:14 left to play here in the third period, and neither team has been able to score in a long time compared to what we saw in the first
game.
For what we saw in the first half.
Yeah, and so far both teams have done a good job making small adjustments, but again, the Cavemen have really hurt themselves more than South Salem has stopped them. The Cavemen just keep hurting themselves on offense, especially.
Up the line of scrimmage, here come the Saxons again. Two men split to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun, two men to the right-hand side. That man comes in motion right to left. He gives the tailback, goes off right tackle, breaks a tackle or two, gets close to first down yardage. He'll be stopped after about an 8-yard gain.
And after that play, the Saxons trying to go extra fast now, but they got a formation blunder going on.
Trips the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Bowman wants to throw. Passes away down the left-hand side, has a man wide open, but it's Lester, and he's out of bounds with the basketball. With the football. Incomplete.
Yeah, the Cavemen have a huge breakdown in the secondary. There was nobody on Lester. They basically ran a switch route on this side after a play-action fake. Nobody covers Lester, but luckily Bowman, again, throws the ball out of bounds. Doesn't even give Lester a chance to catch the football.
Lester did not return to the field. Trips the left-hand side for the Saxons right now and bent over as if he was in pain. We'll keep an eye on him on the sidelines. He was hurt earlier in the contest. So five wideouts, empty backfield for the Saxons right now. 6:47 to play. There's the snap. Passes away quickly. Little flat pass gets to about the 26-yard line. Man is immediately hit and dumped.
That's going to be enough for the Saxons, a first down.
So about a 3-yard gain this time. 15 of 25 throwing the football unofficially for Mr. Bowman. Trips the left-hand side. Gives the running back the football. Goes off right tackle this time. Is pulled down from behind and carries a caveman with him or two. And before he's ganged up on and pushed back, he'll get about to the 36, 37-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 6.
And now it's here where the Cayman defense has really got to start digging deep, because they kind of struggled when the Saxons started driving in the first half to really get any pressure or anything going.
Five wideouts again, empty backfield. There's the snap, past the flat left-hand side. Very quickly, it's complete. Man gets down the sideline. He's out of bounds, at least on the 45, maybe earlier. No, they're going to bring it back to about the 42-yard line.
Yeah, and they're instantly back on the ball.
There we go. There's the snap past the flat left-hand side. Got a screen set up. Man dives ahead for about 7 yards. Gets about to the 47-yard line. Make it 6 yards.
Yeah, we're seeing the Cayman defense isn't really reacting or doing a good job of handling the tempo. They're never set, and it looks like they're just getting tired and kind of giving up on plays early.
Keeper comes to the right-hand side. Man is hit and dropped behind the line of scrimmage, so Bowman loses about 3 on this one.
Yeah, and a good job there by number 3, Nathan Bassett, coming up from the safety position to meet him early and actually losing yards.
So third and about 5, ball at the 46-yard line, trips to the right-hand side, slot right, split left. Deep drop, little screen set up over the center. It's complete, and the man is hit and dropped at the 50-yard line. It'll be shy of the first down by about a yard.
Yeah, Ashton Park does a good job there from his middle linebacker position, staying home and just barely making the tackle, creating a short 4th and 1. For the Saxons. I would imagine they try to go hard count here to start.
And Lester comes back in as we've had a direct snap, because Bowman comes over as a receiver. I believe that's the situation. That's what we're seeing right now. So we've got 4 wideouts, including a quarterback, as Lester has moved over. He takes a snap, will follow right through, and gets first down yardage across the 50-yard line down to about the 48-yard line, I believe.
Yeah, we had a couple K-men there. You're seeing a lot of arm tackling. As the K-men get more and more tired, you're seeing a lot of arm tackling from the K-men defense.
Quick snap. Deep drop for Bowman. Throwing down the left-hand side. A man is there, and it is complete touchdown by the Saxons. So the Saxons take the lead at 4:18 from the 48-yard line. It's a 48-yard touchdown.
Yeah, they went right back to the same switch route, and Hayden Chase got kind of caught watching and standing flat-footed. And against Lester, you can't stand flat-footed. And by the time Hayden Chase realized what was going on, Lester was already past him.
4:18 on the clock. It is now 41-40. And the Saxons will try for the point after.
Looks like they're going to try to go for 2 to at least make it a 3-point game.
So the big senior quarterback, now they shift out of that, and that quarterback goes.
Going back to a Wildcat.
You Wildcat. So Shearer will take the direct snap, it looks like. Another man gubs in motion. Direct snap to Shearer. Shearer runs to the left-hand side, dives in for the 2-point conversion. So 4:18 on the clock, and it's 43-40.
Got a flag.
Well, hold on.
It's going to be on the Saxons where it's thrown, I'm assuming. Another illegal shift.
That's what it's called. So we'll do it again, this time from a little bit different yard marker.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to watch the K-man defense because as the drives, the Saxons do a pretty good job of putting some drives together. As the drive goes deeper and deeper, the K-men are getting more and more tired. And so the tackling becomes worse and worse for the K-men. So we're seeing a lot of broken tackles. We're seeing a lot of arm tackles going up high. And so the K-men are going to have to find some discipline going for the lower half. Otherwise, this is going to be a long second half for the K-men defense.
All right, the ball comes back out to the 8-yard line now. And they've shown no signs of changing the play. So Bowman is back at quarterback. He's not shifted out of that position. Trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left. Bowman rolls to the right-hand side. Looks in the end zone. Stops, sets, and is under pressure. Finally gets the pass away left-hand side. It is incomplete. No good. We've still got another flag down about on the 9-yard line.
But we're going to get offside penalties at some point because I think you're going to get a late personal foul essentially on Parker Howe, I believe, on the quarterback, and I've thrown him down. And then I think there's another penalty on this side on the Saxons, maybe a holding based off of where it was thrown. I'm not sure.
Well, they sort it out. We'll scratch our heads and figure with you. On the road next Friday night at South Medford Spiegelberg Stadium again, folks. Hope you'll join us there. Once again, it's going to be on 98.3 KLDR, our sister station, because of a conflict with Duck Football here on KAJO. All right. Well, they're moving up inside the 5-yard line.
They're marching the ball back up.
Oh, they're both on Grant's pass.
So you move it back up and essentially replay the down for the Saxons.
Bowman remains the quarterback right now. Pardon me, that's Lennon. They'll shift out of that.
Back to the Wildcat again
to Shearer. Put a man in motion left-hand side. Let's see if he follows the student body. And another flag flies.
False start.
That's a procedure call.
I think it was the right tackle went a little early on that one. We're just going to keep marching it back and forth.
That'll bring the ball outside the 5-yard line, and we're still trying for the point after. Clock is stuck at 4:18 right now. We need to get that moving again. So let's see if we've changed the play. We probably have.
So now it's a 9-yard two-point conversion here.
Saxon's looking at the sideline. They have the play now. Again, Bowman stays in at quarterback. Shearer is the tailback. Got to throw it into the end zone. They throw it over the end zone. Incomplete. No good. Is there a flag down?
No. Ball was tipped.
Ball was tipped. There we go. 4:18 on the clock. It is 41-40. We'll have the Saxons kick off for you when we come back right after this 1-minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Johnson and Powers are back deep to receive this one. If the kick does go deep, I say deep, they're back on about the 12-yard line. So 4:18 on the clock. We're in the third period. This is Caveman Football on KAJO Grants Pass. Ball marked for play, and the Saxons put it in play. High end over in kick. Goes to the right-hand side. It's fielded by one of the up men. Drops it out of bounds about the 22, 23-yard line.
I think it was Berg had to run pretty far to go catch it. And as he tried to catch it while running, it bounced off his knee, which went out of bounds. So nothing hurt for the Caymen. And ball on their own 22. And now we got to see if the Caymen offense can get something going without shooting themselves in the foot. Because right now, two series basically negated by two penalties.
Up the line of scrimmage. Split left. Two men split to the right-hand side. Powers is the tailback, and a flag flies before we can even get it off.
False start.
Ah. So maybe the official just got new flags they want to use.
No, I think the Cavemen have lost their attention to detail, and their focus is
a little bit squirrely
right now.
Split left, two men split to the right-hand side again. First and 15, there's the snap. And they go to the right-hand side. Pushed out of bounds across the 20-yard line, so that'll be a gain of...
About three or four. Yeah, looks like three.
All right, trips in a triangle on the right-hand side. Second down and long for the Grants Pass Caymen. Pass away down the left-hand side again, looking for Hart. Again, just overthrown, this time by about a foot. And Hart says he was held up. I don't see a flag, but he was looking for one. 4:05 on the clock. It stopped on the incomplete pass.
We've also got a flag back by Rosetta. I don't know if it's going to be a hold or if it's going to be a rough in the passer. Holding. Yeah, the Cavemen are just shooting themselves in the foot every chance they get at this point.
.405 left on the clock, so the Cavemen will be pushed back again.
No, I think South Salem would decline it to bring up a long third down anyways.
And with the down... Third and about 12, deep in their own territory. So up the line of scrimmage come the Cavemen. Ball on the 20-yard line. Third down on about 12. Two receivers right, one to the left-hand side, and the pistol is Jordan Rosetta. Powers remains the tailback. There's the snap. Two-step drop. Passes away down the left-hand side. Again, this one's complete to about the 40-yard line. First down yardage for the Grants Pass Caymen. So a 20-yard gain.
Yeah, no flags for the Caymen. So that'll finally march them away from their own end zone. Now the Caymen really got to go tempo here.
Now quickly up on the line of scrimmage. Two men split to the right, one to the left-hand side. There's the snap. Had to give to Powers. Powers looks to the left-hand side. Gets a yard or two. He'll get across the 40, but not much more than that. Going to actually give him two, and that's generous.
Yeah, now the Cavemen kind of sub in their smaller package to create a little bit more speed problems.
Two men split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side with the Cavemen. There's the snap. Pass the flat left-hand side, got a screen set up. It's good. Push to across midfield. First down yardage for about a 12-yard gain as it goes to the 49.
Yeah, they ran a quick wide receiver screen out to DeShane, who did a good job of just ducking behind some blockers and just pushing forward, and the ball just kept going.
Split right, two men split to the left-hand side. There's the snap and a give to the tailback. The little mix-up in the backfield. Powers was late getting started. Check that. That's Berg. A little late getting started. Was stopped behind the line of scrimmage. That'll be a loss of three.
Well, Rosetta was trying to wave a guy in motion. Nobody moved. Nobody comes in motion. And then the ball was snapped. And so he's lucky he even was able to catch it and hand it to Berg, which Berg took the brunt of that by getting hit with nobody blocking. But lucky for the Cavemen to not turn the ball over.
All right, trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left-hand side for the Cavemen. Four wideouts. Berg remains a tailback, and they give it to him. He cuts back upfield, gets to about the 50-yard line, so he'll pick up about three of the four that he just lost.
And now we're back to that long third down for the Cavemen.
Third and 12.
Powers coming back in for the Cavemen at running back.
Two receivers to the right-hand side, one to the left. Ball right in the middle of the field, right on the 50-yard line. There's the snap. Play action fake. Jordan Rosetta wants to throw. Hit in the backfield and drop for a loss back about the 43-yard line. That'll be a loss of 8.
No, and he had guys open, but just didn't have the time. It was a long developing play, and by the time he made the fake and tried to roll right, there was nowhere for him to go with the football by the time the pressure got to him.
Caveman going to kick this one away. Inside of 2 minutes left here in the third period.
Yeah, the Caveman offense has gone just basically fairly stagnant the second half.
Long snap. Good. Kick is away, and it's a good kick. Comes down about the 28-yard line, and again, out rolls back for the Texans back across the 25 to about the 26. Be first down and 10 from their own 26-yard line. Not bad field position. So 1:35 left here in the period. And after what we saw in the first period, only one touchdown scored so far here in the third.
Yeah, the Caveman defense have got to find a way to get themselves off the field. Because as of right now, you're playing chase with the Saxon offense. And as of to this point, you're not stopping them.
Trips left, one to the right-hand side. They'll put a man in motion going left to right. And again, that's Lester going up the left-hand side. Bounces off one, tries to get to the outside, and is corralled and held at the 30-yard line. So that'll be a gain of, as hard as it was, about 4.
And the Caymans need to get set up. They're kind of just walking around the field, whereas the Saxons are definitely in a hurry.
All right, 2 men split the left-hand side. Now the Saxons slow it down a little bit. They change the play. Bowman shares that. Everybody's set. And maybe they'll change it again. They have. Bowman again shares the information with the squad. Steps back in the shotgun. Share to his left shoulder. The Cavemen show blitz, then they dump out of it. Deep drop this time by Bowman. Gets the pass away down the left-hand side. It is
intercepted
by Caveman. Come back on the left-hand side. Across the 40-yard line. Still on his feet across the 30. Pushed down to about the 25-yard line. There's the spark that Caveman may have been looking for.
Yeah, it was a great job. Kingston Connolly from the safety position comes up and gets his, like, a little bit of pressure on the backside of Lester. Well, Lester does what you don't want any of your receivers to do, and he kind of tips the ball up in the air to try to himself. But Connolly did a good job staying with it, picks it off, and then has a great return to get the ball inside the 25 of the Saxons for a great field position for the Cavemen.
40.2 seconds left here in the quarter. The Cavemen up on the line of scrimmage. 3 wideouts, 1-2 to the left. Bell the ring and 1 back to the right-hand side. 2 to the right-hand side, 1 to the left. Ball right in the middle of the field on the 25-yard line. Again, the motion goes back right to left this time. There's the snap of the give, the tailback this time. It's Powers, and he breaks through to about the 15-yard line.
And that's the first real big run play we've seen from the Cavemen in the first half, or in the second half, excuse me.
Quick snap, and again, they give to Berg a little slip, puts his head down, and gets back to the line of scrimmage. Yeah. May have gotten a little bit more. Let's see. We're going to spot the ball and be close to first down if he gains.
Yeah, it was Powers. It's almost like he he went to cut, and his foot gave out, and he still almost got the first down.
Split right, 2 men split the left-hand side. Powers remains, and that's the end of the third period. At the end of 3, the Grants Pass Caveman trailed by 1, 41-40. We'll be back with the third or the fourth period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Opening the fourth period, brought to you by Abby's Pizza, the Caveman Threatening. Ball on the 15-yard line of the Saxons right now. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Rosetta has Berg in the, Powers in the backfield. He puts his head down, gets across the 15, down to about the 10. He'll be just shy of the 10.
Yeah, the caveman got lucky there. I didn't see the number, but whoever the slot receiver was on the caveman side of the field flinched. Luckily, it wasn't called, and it gives the caveman a first down on the run. Looks like we got number 77, Leo Huckert, down on the field.
So with that, we'll take a little timeout. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. Huckert is off and okay. A cramp went off mostly under his own power. Caveman come back, trips to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Rosetta still in the pistol with Powers as the tailback. Ball on the 13-yard line, first and 10. Deep drop. Rolls off to the right-hand side, gets the pass away in the end zone, and it is deflected incomplete.
I think it was intended for John. Yeah, it was Isaac Johnson intended for. He got his hands on it. I think he got a little spooked by the defender coming in front of them, thinking he was going to get hit pretty hard. The defender whiffed, and so did he on the catch. Good job by Rosetta, though, stepping out up into the pocket and then out of the pocket to his right, giving him a chance to throw. I think he also had Connor Johnston in front of the end zone as well.
2 minutes split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side for the Cayman. Second down. They give left-hand side to Powers. Powers puts his head down, gets to the 10-yard line. So he'll pick up about 3.
Yeah, third down at about 7 for the Cavemen. They can get a first down right inside the 3-yard line.
11:28 here left to play in the football game. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Cavemen split 2 men to the right-hand side. Ball on the 10-yard line. 1 man split the left-hand side, slot left. There's the snap, and he gave to Powers, who's left-hand side, looking for first down yardage. Is just shy of that.
Yeah, he's only going to get about 3 on that play. So he's got 4th and 4 coming up. That just tells you that Coach Page was going to go for it.
2 men to the right-hand side, 1 to the left-hand side. See if we get the same play again. Whistle stops the action before they can snap it. And now we're ready. Now we're back ready for play. Well, almost. Now the official winds the clock again. Again, 2 men split left, 1 split to the left-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field. Now Rosetta stands, looks back to the coaching staff on the right-hand side.
Yeah, the Cayman tried to go hard count to start there. Now they'll motion to whatever play they're actually going to run.
Move Johnstone out into the third receiver position on the right-hand side, takes a snap, rolls to the right-hand side, looks in the end zone, facing some pressure, gets the pass away, and it is no good. Unofficially, I have Rosetta 11 of 22 so far. 10:35 on the clock.
Yeah, again, the Cavemen get the ball at the 23-yard line and just stall out again, not because of penalties this time, but just stall out on their own. And so the Cavemen offense has gone very stagnant, can't really find any momentum. The defense tried to get them a little bit of momentum back.
Offense now on the field for the Saxons. First and 10, ball on the 8-yard line, their own 8-yard line. They'll put a man in motion going left to right. So we've got 4 receivers out, 3 on the left-hand side. Bowman throws back to the narrow side. Intercepted and taken into the end zone by Chet Hart. And the Cavemen have gone back into the lead that quickly. And the defense does this one. And suddenly it is 46-41. And the Cavemen lead by 5 with a try for point after coming in a moment.
Yeah, what an individual effort by Tim Hart. He's playing defensive end. And the Cavemen are going to go for two, but he's playing defensive end. They've been running that little quick pass, quick screen to the outside. Tim Hart noticed it and kind of stopped his blitz and just went up and snagged the football out of the air. And that was probably the easiest touchdown he'll ever get in his life. What a play.
46-41 for Grant's Pass right now. One man's put to the right-hand side. They're going to put two receivers on the left-hand side and a tight end on the left-hand side. Powers remains the tailback. Wants to throw over the center to the back of the end zone, and it should be good. It is. So 48-41, Grant's Pass leads by 7. 10:32 to play here in the fourth period. What a football game. We'll be back with the kickoff in a moment, folks. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Cavemen lead at 48-41 here in the fourth period with 10:32 to play, getting ready to kick it off, and Mr. Roberts puts his toe to it. High short squib kick will come down about the 35-yard line, and the Saxons will just cover it there. First and 10 for the Saxons now at their own 35-yard line. This is the fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza, home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway. Give them a call at 541-476-2133. Order that bacon and cheese pizza, $26.99 in the restaurant price. They'll get it right out to you. It's a good one and feed a lot of people. That's the big one. Saxon sent three men to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Now they'll move the man in motion. Everybody's on the left-hand side, but they'll give it to Scherer, the running back. He breaks through, finds a hole himself, breaks his hole himself into Grant's Pass territory. Great run. About 16 yards for the big back. So about a 16-yard run. That'll give him 122 yards unofficially on the night. There's the snap. They give it back to him again. Goes off left tackle this time. Trying to follow his blocker through and gets about four more.
Yeah, and the Cayman defense, they've got to find a little bit more physicality because, they're still too high tackling the football.
Four receivers out. Sherry remains the tailback. Short drop by Bowman. Pass is complete to the left-hand side. Pushed out of bounds on about the 31-yard line. So that'll be good for about 11 yards.
Yeah, and the Cayman defense is just playing a soft zone. So that's an easy pitch and catch there for Bowman and his wide receiver.
9:57 on the clock. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side. Lester goes in motion to the left-hand side. Gets the pass thrown at his feet. Incomplete. Gaiman picked it up and are running with it, but I'm sure it's going to be blown dead just in case. How the White Hats is coming back here, son.
Well, nobody really blew a whistle. Yeah, nobody really blew any whistles that you could hear.
Yeah.
So
the ball was thrown at Luster's feet. 9:51 on the clock. If it had been a backwards pass, it would have been a lateral. So certainly pick it up and run with it until you hear a whistle. There's the snap and the giveaway to Shearer. Shearer forcing his way through. Big, strong guy gets about to the 25-yard line where he stood up and will make no more than that. They'll give him the 25, maybe the 24.
Yeah, I was like just inside the 25.
So third and five. 2 men to the right-hand side, 5 wideouts, empty backfield again. Bowman throws this time to the right-hand side and is almost intercepted. Lots of hands there vying for that one.
Yeah, the Cayman defense saw that. I mean, they've been running similar plays the entire night, and both the safety and the outside backer both almost saw the play coming and maybe inches away from picking that ball off.
9:21 on the clock. It stopped, of course, with the incomplete pass. Saxon's looking to the right-hand side for the play to be signaled in. They have it now. Bowman shares it with his teammates, strips to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Everybody else in pretty tight. Deep drop by Bowman. Here comes the pressure. Morse out of the pocket, left-hand side, flips the ball to the right-hand side of the 20-yard line. It's complete. Man dropped out of bounds on about the 18.
Yeah, Bowman just had too much time to throw. They came in playing the soft zone behind it and then just had zero pressure on the quarterback. Now they're going to get too many men on the field.
Here we go. Man drives to about the 5-yard line, and he has stood up. Let's see if this one comes back.
No, it's going to be on the K-man. They tried to rotate a defensive lineman in and couldn't get one of them off the field in time, so there's going to be too many men on the field on the K-man.
So first and 10 at the 10. Yep. One of the Saxons.
It'll be first and goal, I believe.
Yeah. Ball at the 6. Grants Pass leading by a touchdown. Saxons knocking on the door. They'll put a man in motion. Going right to left to the right-hand side. Man tries to turn the corner and get to the inside. Is stopped at the 3-5-yard line. Stood up inside the 5. Still
fumble!
Fighting.
Fumble!
Fights his way through and still waiting for a sign.
We saw the ball come out. So the ball come out. One guy signaled a touchdown. There's a flag on the 5, which I'm assuming is going to be on the the Saxons based off of.
Yeah, that's in a holding position. Now the official comes over. It is on the Saxons.
Sideline warning? I think.
That was the indication. Hands low, pushing back. So we're going to repeat this down. End inside on the left. Pardon me, we've got two receivers out to the left-hand side. Trips to the right-hand side, again the empty backfield. Now another man goes in motion to the left-hand side. Flip the ball to him, and he's going to cut right inside and dive into the end zone. Touchdown. So now it's 47.
Nope, there's another flag on the far sideline next to the caveman bench. It's going to be on the Saxons again. Probably a legal shift again. Yep.
Yeah, that's the call. 8:21 on the clock.
The caveman offense likes the illegal man downfield call. The South Salem offense likes the illegal shift call.
And the referee comes and explains the thing.
I think on that one, the guy didn't. They motioned the guy out to start. I don't think he got set before they brought Luster in motion for the fly sweep. I think that's where that illegal shift came from.
All right.
Now we're first and goal from the 14.
Keep backing it up. Okay. Two receivers to the right, three receivers to the left hand side. And again, Bowman wants to throw to the right hand side quickly. Incomplete. Had a flag flies.
Maybe pass interference.
That'll
on the
caveman. That'll be against pass, yeah.
Yeah, DeShane was all over the back of the receiver, so I think that one was probably correct.
8:17 on the clock. It's 48-41.
So now it's first, now it's first and goal from the 7.
Three receivers to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Bowman takes the snap, keeps it himself, looks for a hole, doesn't find one, and I don't think makes anything.
No, looks like right back, got back to the line of scrimmage.
So we've been playing right here inside the 10-yard line for a long time, folks. Inside of 8 minutes to play here in this football game, caveman up by a touchdown. Saxons look to the right-hand side. Get the play in right now. Two men to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time. And they're going to... Empty backfield. Man comes in motion. Flooding the zone on the right-hand side. And Luster once again is caught at the 10-yard line and dropped. So no gain.
Oh, he lost a couple,
actually,
I think.
He lost two.
Yeah, the Cayman defense did a good job there of sniffing that one out. We've seen that fly sweep quite a bit from the Saxons, and the Cayman defense wasn't fooled this time, especially with a quarterback by himself in the backfield. Now Bowman comes back into the game.
Seven minutes on the clock. It's running. There's a snap. Bowman again wants to throw, and the pass is incomplete again, and another flag flies. Oh, well, I'll just let the fans tell you what they think of it. 6:56 showing on the clock.
Man, I don't agree with that one.
Yeah, it's against Grant's pass.
Especially from where he's at. He's standing on the far sidelines on the caveman sidelines, and he makes the pass interference call, and the ball's in the middle of the field. The back judge didn't even throw the flag, so I don't
So that'll take the ball down to the four-yard line.
So it's third and goal now from the four?
Yeah.
The scoreboard says first down, but I think it's still third down. I don't think they can get an automatic first down.
Sideline marker says two, so nobody knows for sure right now. Full house backfield. There are two backs there. They give it to the second back through. I believe that Shearer does not get in. And he gets about to the one, so he gets about three.
Yeah, this is a big play for both teams. Got fourth and goal from the one-yard line. This is where the Cavemen, I would believe that you'll see a very large blitz from the Cavemen just to kind of sell out and see if they can get pressure in the backfield. Coach Page is kind of lurking down the sidelines like he's going to call timeout.
He does. So timeout on the field by the Grants Pass Cavemen. 6:15 to play. The Cavemen leading by a touchdown, and the Saxons threatening. We'll be back with more after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Thank you for trusting Appy's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Appy's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Appy's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Appy's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back. Full house backfield for the Saxons. High snap from center. It's a keeper touchdown by the quarterback. Touchdown. And that was Luster.
Luster there in the Wildcat formation.
Direct snap. So now it is 48-47 with a try for point after coming. 6 minutes and 11 seconds left to play in the contest. There is the snap. The kick is up. And it's good. We are tied at 48 with 6 minutes to play. We'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Foley here for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back. Well, the Cavemen offense will have an opportunity here to win a football game. So back to receive. Again, we've got Johnson and Powers. Could use one of those Powers returns right now. End over end kick will come down early about the 22-yard line. Man straight back up the center of the field. Has some running room. Gets across the 40 to about the 43-yard line. Was that Berg?
Yeah, it looked like Berg again.
Yeah, yep. Berg on the carry. First down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cavemen from their own 43-yard line. Tied at 48 with a little over 6 minutes to play in this contest. Fourth one of the season. Cavemen up the line of scrimmage. Two men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Hartle alone on the right-hand side. Rosetta in the pistol. Put a man in motion left to right, and a whistle stops the action before it can get underway again.
Yeah, up the top wide receiver, Tim Hart. When Hill went in motion, Hart flinched. It's going to be a false start on the Cavemen.
So instead of first and 10, it's going to be first and 15 as the Cavemen move the ball back to the 38-yard line. Again, two men split right, one split left out of the pistol for Rosetta. No change in the play. Turn gives the ball to Powers, looks off left tackle, puts his head down and gets it back almost the line of scrimmage. He'll get 4 of those 5 yards back.
Yeah, good first down play by the Cavemen, getting the yardage back and kind of setting themselves up for Coach Page to kind of have an open playbook here, you know, at 2nd and 11 instead of 2nd and 15.
I have that as about 22 carries for Powers tonight, so he's been working hard. Hart comes split wide to the left-hand side this time and two receivers out to the right-hand side. There's the snap and the give to Powers again, and is tripped up right at the line of scrimmage, fell forward to about the 44-yard line, so he'll actually be credited with 2 this time.
Yeah, and there was one missed block on the Cayman offensive line. And if that block gets made, I'm not sure Powers gets touched until at least the safety level, because there was a giant hole behind the guy that made the tackle. So overall, good job by the Cayman. You know, now it's going to be decision time here for Coach Page. He's going to throw the ball, run the ball. Is it 4-down territory?
It's 3rd and 9 is what it is right now. Trips to the right-hand side, end in tight on the left, out of the pistol. For Rosetta with Powers is the tailback. Deep drop by Rosetta. Looks, the pass is away down the right-hand side, has a man, and it is intercepted going the other direction now across the 50 to the 40. Still on his feet down the left-hand sideline. He's going to be pushed out of bounds on about the 15-yard line.
And that's the one thing that Rosetta couldn't do and couldn't afford, is he kind of just locked on the target again, which at times the sophomore definitely shows in him. And he kind of locked on where he was throwing the football, and the safety just followed his eyes, and he essentially threw it right to the safety in the route.
So the ball is on the 16-yard line for the Saxons.
Yeah, now you're putting quite a pressure on the Cavemen defense to get a huge stop here and give the offense a chance.
So the Saxons put two men to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side, slot right, and again, coming in motion, taking the ball on the right-hand side is Luster. Luster turns upfield and gets across the 5 and dives into the end zone. And you have it there. Touchdown, the Saxons. That'll make it 54-48. Should have bought a calculator.
Man. Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of time left. This game is nowhere near being over. The Cavemen have a lot of time left. Just got to not start going backwards on offense.
And the kick is up, and it's good.
Yeah, you're going to have a hold. You're going to have a holding on the PAT. Yeah. DeShane was coming around this right end, and the right end almost missed and then grabbed his shoulder pad as he went by.
So we'll try it again. 4:27 left to play. scoreboard says 54-48 right now. We're going to back this up a little bit and see if they can't try the point after. They'll try to kick it again, this time from the 20-yard line. And the kick is up, and looks like it's got plenty of leg. And it's no good. Wide right. So it's 54-48, and that kind of leaves the door open for the Grants Pass Cavemen. It's a six-point deficit to Cavemen Trail, and we'll be getting the football in just a moment. We'll be back right after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Johnson and Powers back deep to receive this kickoff. 4:27 left to play. The Cavemen down by 6, 54-48. And let's see where this kick goes. And again, that short kick bounces or is picked up at the 22-yard line and goes to the right-hand side, tries to turn upfield, is hit and gets about to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, good job by Connolly.
Connolly waited on the return.
I think the key for the Cavemen offense in this, you know, final 4:20 especially, is they got to get back to establishing the running game. But the last couple series, they've always started going backwards, whether it's a penalty or, you know, just a negative play to start. So they got to find some positive yards here on first down to give them an opportunity to do some of the things that they're being successful with rather than just drop back and throw.
Four wideouts for the Grants Pass Cavemen. First down and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Put a man in motion going right to left. They keep the handoff on the fly sweep, coming around the left-hand side, turns upfield, gets it to the 41-yard line.
Yeah, the fly sweep again to Brevik Hill. You know, and that's the positive play the Cavemen needed, because now this opens up the playbook a little bit for Coach Page, whether it's the play-action pass or another running play. You know, you've set yourself up to open it up a little bit rather than kind of be handcuffed.
Second and 4, 2 minutes split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side now. Four wideouts. Pass the flat right-hand side, and it's complete to the 42-yard line. Not much more than that.
Yeah, Johnson caught it. I think he thought when he caught it, his knee was down because he kind of stopped, but nobody blew the whistle, and I think it kind of he hesitated for a second. I guess that was Hart.
3:45, clock is running. 2 men split to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. Hart's all alone on this side, way out. And they put Johnston back on the narrow side. They'll move him down to the tight end on the right-hand side. Give the ball to Powers going around that side in the corner. And can't find much. Gets close to first down. I'm not sure he'll get it. I think he's going to be a yard.
I think they're going to give it to him.
They're going to give it to him. So a 2-yard gain.
Just barely. He just barely got that one. As he got hit, he must have extended the ball a little bit because he was right at that line of scrimmage.
First down and 10 for the Cavemen from their own 45-yard line. Four receivers out, two to each side. Rosetta waiting on the snap, has it. Wants to throw, looks down the field, past the flat left-hand side, right at midfield. It's complete to the 50-yard line. That's a gain of 5.
Yeah, and another just hitch route for the Cavemen. And Rosetta does a good job of putting it right on Hart's chest. Hart catches it. Good 5-yard gain on first down. Like I keep saying, you know, it really sets the Cavemen offense up
again
to do whatever they want.
Again, four receivers out, two to each side. There's the snap, and again, the pass flat left-hand side. This one to DeShane, and DeShane gets about 2 or 3 yards as he gets to about the 48-yard line.
Yeah, now the Cavemen are right back in this, you know, third and short. It is 4-down territory with 2.5 minutes left in the game.
Third down and a couple. three receivers out, two to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Man goes in motion left to right this time. There's the snap, and they give to Bowers. Wants to turn the corner on the right-hand side. He'll get close to first down yardage.
Yeah, they're going
to
give it to him.
He's got it. He gets 3 yards this time.
Yeah, good job by him. It looked like from the start he was going to go east to west, and then all of a sudden he made a decision once he got outside the tackle to put his right foot in the ground and get up the field, knowing he was going to have to take on the linebacker, and Coach Pate's going to call a timeout.
I have that as his 25th carry of the football game. Timeout on the field. Caveman trail by 6, 2:02 to play. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
2 minutes showing on the clock. 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Caveman trail by 6, 54-48. They have the football, first down and 10, on the 44-yard line of the South Salem Saxons.
Yeah, so obviously everything from here on out is four-down territory for the Cavemen. So as long as there's no negative plays, you know, Coach Page kind of has the whole playbook at his expense right now.
Four receivers, trips in a triangle to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Blitz coming, passes away down the right-hand side to Hardhead. It is complete.
I think that's DeShane.
DeShane down
there? It was DeShane. Kind of threw it. It was a streak route, essentially, but Rosetta threw it as a back shoulder throw, and DeShane does a great job coming back and getting the football.
And it's good for about 15 yards. Ball moves down now to the 24-yard line. Three receivers out, two left, one to the right-hand side. They give the tailback, and Bowers spins away from one tackle, squirts ahead, gets close to the 15-yard line.
Him and Rosetta had a tough time with the handoff there. He almost fumbled it. He had to grab it off of his own hip, regather momentum, and did a good job of picking up 7 or 8 yards there.
Ends up with about a 7-yard gain. So second and 3 for the Cavemen. Comes up on the shoulder this time. Man comes in motion. They give it once again to number 25. This time he rolls ahead for Grant's pass. That's Brevik Hill.
Yeah, maybe gained a yard. It's a short yard if he gained one. Two down territory for the Cavemen. It's third and short. Whole playbook at, you know, his expense.
There's the snap to give right-hand side again to Powers. Powers avoids one tackle, tries to turn left end, gets to about the 15-yard line. It'll be close.
That's going to be fourth and one here for the Cavemen. Right at a minute left in the game, too. This is really the ball game for the Cavemen because they only have one timeout left, so they got to get the first down here.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Now Rosetta turns, looks at the sideline.
Coach Page
calls timeout. 1 minute to play here. We'll be back with a culmination of this one after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Here's the situation. There's a minute and 1 second left on the clock. It is fourth down and one to go with the ball on the 15-yard line of the Saxons for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Cavemen trail by 6, 54-48.
Well, I think the most important part for the Cavemen, this is the game right here. Zero timeouts left. The Saxons have 3, which is irrelevant if the Cavemen don't get a first down. So this, it's fourth in the game at this point right now for the Cavemen.
Well, if you've got a scoring play, you call it right now.
Yeah, you need 1 yard. They're going under center.
Okay. He is up under center. Right straight ahead. And
it's going to be a first down. It should be.
Should be a first down. We'll wait for the official sign. And
First down.
So Rosetta gets the 1 yard.
So now there's 55 seconds left. The clock is running. Cavemen have no timeouts, which isn't really an issue.
Four receivers out, two to each side on the wide, narrow side of the field. Passes away into the end zone.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Grant's pass. He got it. So the Cavemen have tied it at 54. We have 108 points on the scoreboard, and the Cavemen looking for one more.
And that was a 13-yard pass to Isaac Johnson. Now this extra point becomes crucial. Tie ball game right now.
So Mr. Roberts got to kick it. And they've got to get the right personnel on the field. Now they have it. Roberts knew it. The Cavemen are ready. There's the snap. And the kick is up. It looks good. It is good. The Cavemen take the lead by one. 55 to 54 with 44 seconds left to play in the football game. Folks, we're not done yet. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 30 seconds with their kickoff.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holidays. And when you include new energy-efficient windows and doors from Diamond Home Improvement and Milgard Windows and Doors, you can also save money. Get up to $85 back on select Milgard Windows and Doors for a limited time. With over 40 standard window sizes in stock to choose from, upgrading your windows will be a breeze. Need help deciding? Their expert team is here to help you from design to installation. Hurry in before the cold weather sets in. Your new windows and doors are right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, the Saxons are deploying their troops right now, and the Cavemen are also. Cavemen going to kick it off, leading by one with 44 seconds left here in the football game.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a couple, you know, for you guys at home, that there's a couple quick notes. Cavemen up one, but the Saxons have three timeouts, 44 seconds, and the way the game has gone tonight, 44 seconds with three timeouts is an eternity.
It's a long time.
So this game is far from being over for the Cavemen, and they're going to need something to happen on defense with this pressure, or something's good is going to have to happen because the Saxon offense has been rolling the second half.
Alejandra Leon is going to do this kickoff this time. He has the ability to put it deep, put it in the end zone. Don't let a run back occur. And this one is that deep. It goes into the end zone.
Good kick.
No return.
That's exactly what the Cavemen needed.
That's what they wanted to do. Yep. That's why he was out there.
Make them march as far as possible. So now they got to go, you know, 80 yards here on the. But again, three timeouts, 44 seconds. That is a long time, especially with the way today's football game has gone. What a game.
I've never seen
109 points.
I know it. It's incredible.
That's incredible.
So the Saxons have a first down and 10. Empty backfield. Three receivers left. Two to the right-hand side. The sophomore Bowman is the quarterback. Takes the snap. Looks down the left side. Now looks back right. Passes away and it's incomplete.
I think another thing to remember, I know they just missed the PAT from pretty deep, but if you really think about it, we watched that kick. The kicker has plenty of leg for a field goal.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not necessarily touchdown or bust here for South Salem.
Trips to the left-hand side. One to the right-hand side. There is a tailback. Neat drop by Bowman. Looks down the field. Pulls it down. Has caught it. Dropped behind the line of scrimmage. So he'll lose about four.
Timeout, South Salem. Really had no choice there for South Salem but to take a timeout because of the sack, and now we're down to 31.8 seconds left in the fourth.
Don't leave your radios, folks.
Yeah, again, I mean, the Cavemen are only up one. The kicker for South Salem has a fairly decent leg from what we saw. Yeah, he missed the PAT, but, I mean, by inches it looked like from our angle. I thought it was good. With two timeouts left, 31 seconds, they still have a long ways to go, but this game is not over, folks.
None of the players on the field believe it's over. Everybody's not laying down yet.
Yeah, and we also saw Coach Coach Zina, the defensive coordinator, we saw him bring Ashton Park from the linebacker position on a blitz there, kind of knowing or hoping they weren't going to run the football, obviously. And so I would imagine you're going to see at least one of the backers blitz every play here to at least create as much pressure as possible.
Trips to left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Deep drop by Bowman. Passes away. And it is incomplete, almost intercepted as Forrest, as at least two cavemen dove for it. But that stops the clock.
So now we got 4th and 14 with 27 seconds left. Two timeouts.
Game on. Folks coming to their feet just below us here. Both sides of the stadium standing on their feet watching this incredible football game about to be concluded. Trips to the left-hand side. One to the right-hand side. Bowman changes the play. He's got Shearer to his left shoulder out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Two-step drop. Passes away down the left-hand side. It's complete. Out of bounds. At the...
He's short.
He didn't get it.
He's short. He
didn't have the football. The pass was complete, but not for only for about 14 yards.
And what that does, the South Salem only has two timeouts left. So the cavemen can just take a couple knees. They might take a couple timeouts. But on the third play of the series here, it's going to be game over. Yeah, he was about a yard short. It was a great route design. He ran a deep out, but he ran it 1 yard too short for the first down.
21.6 seconds left to play in the football game. 55-54 on the scoreboard. And Grant's pass. In the victory formation, they take an E.
And
no timeout has been called.
South Salem's not going to call a timeout.
11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Grant's pass going to pick up 3 in a row with a win over the South Salem Saxons tonight. Final score, 55-54. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Thank you for trusting Abby's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Abby's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, and cheddar. Yep, everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Abby's, loaded with 2 kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Abby's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in, the special is full year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What a football game. Time to recap tonight's statistics, courtesy of the Indoor Air Man and Energy Conservation Specialist. And we'll do that. We'll turn it over, first of all, to Zach Morgan. Zach, run down the scoring for us, would you please?
Well, the second half wasn't quite as exciting as the first half numbers-wise. But to start it off with 4:18 left, in the third quarter, there was a 48-yard pass, 2-point conversion, no good, to make it 41-40, South Salem. The cavemen answered back with 10:32 left in the fourth quarter. Tim Hart had a pick six two-point conversion was good to make it 48-41, Cavemen. Then with 6:11 left in the fourth quarter, a one-yard run by South Salem, PAT good to make it 48-48. Then with 44 seconds left, a 13-yard pass from Rosetta to Isaac Johnson, PAT was good to make it 55-54. There was a 16-yard run before that to make it 48-54 because the PAT was no good. Then the pass from Rosetta to Johnson, which was the final 55-54.
All right, we'll have more for you right after this word from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Individual numbers, and there are a lot of them, so we're just going to focus on the Grants Pass Cavemen right now. And let's start with Tristan Powers. Let me see unofficially. I need a calculator. I have him for 26 carries and 158 yards and at least a score or two in there. Tristan Powers, great game here. Weston Berg, 10 carries. I have him for 25 yards. Number 15 for Grants Pass. Rhodes, correct that.
25. Trevick Hill.
25 is Trevick Hill. Had at least seven yards. Let's see, Rosetta, minus 13 yards. 248 yards for Grants Pass on the ground. Through the air, 15 of 25 unofficially with five touchdowns, two interceptions. Jordan Rosetta, 198 yards, about 546 yards generated by the Grants Pass offense. Probably that close to that by the South Salem Saxons also, as we're almost out of gas ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. That's the scoring summary that we have for you, courtesy of the Indoor Airmen, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we contemplate the player of the game. And who do you pick in a game where that many touchdowns? Well, we'll figure that out for you and tell you when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Oh, once again, ladies and gentlemen, young man with, touchdowns, interceptions, kickoff returns. We're talking about Mr. Johnson tonight, our player of the game for the Valvoline Instant Oil Change. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll wrap things up right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Cavemen go 3-1 on the season, winning 3 in a row. An incredible win tonight. And most of the team and their parents and student buddies still in the field. Nobody wants to leave.
I mean, after that, I mean, I know it's late, but what a thrilling game. You know, I've been around Grants Pass football for as long as I can remember, you know, growing up here and then playing it myself. And I personally don't remember a 109-point football game. I personally don't remember a 75-point half between the two teams. And so incredible football game, incredible win for the Cavemen, because there was a lot of times that South Salem had gained momentum that you could have just, as the Cavemen defense especially, they could have just, you know, given up and not kept going, but the offense kept them in the game. Defense did just enough at the right time to win, and all around a good team win. There's a lot to work on because South Medford, you know, obviously beat them 30-20, and so there's a lot to work on before next week. But you know, in 6A football, a win is a win, and 3-1 sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it certainly does for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Congratulations to all concerned. Couple of quick programming notes once again. Duck football tomorrow night kicks off at 8 o'clock, pregame at 6 o'clock right here on KAJO Radio. Now, next Friday night, the Ducks will be playing Michigan State at Autzen Stadium on Friday night. So that will preempt our game. We will be on the air, but on our sister station, KLDR 98.3, next Friday night. Same time, just a different frequency on your radio dial, 98.3. Keep that in your mind. And thank you all very much for staying with us. Well, for Ryan Diotti, staffing radio control tonight, executive producer is still Carl Wilson. Color commentary, Zach Morgan. I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight. The Grants Pass Cavemen 55-54 for the Saxons. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Football on KAJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who made this presentation possible. And keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Football game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcast of the game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.